Good Tuesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Going to be a decent day today. Partly cloudy, high around 80. There's a chance we could see some pop-up showers, but don't let it affect your plans terribly. We may or may not see them, put it that way. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 15. Right now, partly cloudy, 59 degrees here at WDAY Radio Studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo. Some pretty decent rain yesterday, about an inch to an inch and a quarter fell across much of the region, including right here in the FM metro area. It did get a little stormy across parts of central, north central Minnesota, with large hail being reported in spots and also some downed trees. So cleanup, lots of chainsaws running today when you get over into the Brainerd Lakes area where a lot of tree damage was reported. Man accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband is facing federal murder and stalking charges. Vance Bolter could get the death penalty if convicted. State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in the attacks. Senator John Hoffman and his wife survived despite being shot more than a half dozen times. Bolter's accused of visiting the homes of two other lawmakers with the intention of harming them, but one was not home and he was scared off by police at the other home. His bail is set at $5 million. Minnesota Senator Ann Rest says she was made aware that Bolter was parked near her home early Saturday, and she was another one of the people on his hit list. He left after the officer arrived to conduct a welfare check on Rest. North Dakota Congresswoman Julie Fedorchuk says the shootings are a wake-up call for everyone who is vulnerable. She says she is not aware of any threats against her, but it is a scary time for her and her family. She adds members of Congress are being deliberate and intentional about having security. Fedorchuk says she has friends in Congress and in the Minnesota legislature who are in a manifesto that police say Bolter had in his vehicle. A grand jury in Clay County has indicted a murder suspect accused of gunning down a man this year in Moorhead. Jerome Anthony Thomas allegedly shot 39-year-old James Hamilton in the head while driving through the 2700 block of 14th Street South in April. Thomas is facing three counts, murder with intent, along with attempted murder and second-degree murder. He is facing life in prison if convicted. Fire destroyed a lake home in Polk County last night. The house on Maple Lake in Mentor was fully engulfed when firefighters arrived. No one was home when the fire broke out, and there were no injuries. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A Lemoore County man is facing child porn charges. Documents say Stefan Schoenfelder is accused of possessing four videos that showed sex acts performed on children. Some of the children in the videos were as young as four. A preliminary hearing for Schoenfelder has not yet been scheduled. A 19-year-old man was arrested for fleeing police in Valley City. Court documents say police tried to stop Sean Weiser after they saw him driving around a road closed barrier. He then drove 55 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. When he finally stopped, officers say they found beer and vodka in his vehicle. He is facing a DUI charge as well as other charges, including fleeing police, reckless driving, and minor in possession of alcohol. ESPN Sports Center is coming to Fargo this summer. It's part of the network's 50 States in 50 Days tour. ESPN says Matt Berry will anchor the 2 p.m. edition of Sports Center on August 11th in Fargo. NDSU football will be the focus of that broadcast. And it's strawberry picking season in Minnesota. Farms across the state are opening up to the public. Pickers should note that strawberries are a fickle fruit and ripeness could depend on the weather the day of. Darker strawberries are the ideal pick. The season lasts until the beginning of July. After a day off yesterday, Minnesota Twins are off to Cincinnati to battle the Reds for a midweek series that begins tonight. First pitch set for 6:10. Minnesota will send David Festa to the mound while Cincinnati counters with Andrew Abbott. The Twins enter tonight with a record of 36-35. The Reds are 37-35 on the season. FM Redhawks are staying home for a midweek series at Newman Outdoor Field. They are welcoming the Sioux City Explorers to town for a three-game series. First pitch for tonight's matchup is set for 7:02. The Redhawks currently sit in fourth place in the Western Division at 18-16 on the season. We had some volleyball action last night. Jace and James were on the call. We carried that game on our sister station, The Flag. And how did that all shake out?
Well, it's a match, first of all, Bonnie.
Still a game, but okay, match.
Team Red defeated Team Blue 4-0. They won 25-15, 25-10, 25-20, and 25-20. Shanley graduate Kaylin Ullman she was just kind of all over the place. She ended up with 14 kills and an ace by our count. The thing we haven't gotten the hang of yet is trying to count digs, because that's really hard, because there's usually a dig on every play.
Yeah, it's fast moving too.
Yeah, so we do the best we can, but Caitlin Ullman was head and shoulders above everybody. She had two other players on her team that had 9 kills. For the Team Blue, they had a couple players that had 8 kills. So overall, it took Team Blue kind of a little bit longer to kind of find their rhythm, and by then, Team Red was just kind of on a roll and doing their thing. So
was it good to get behind the mic again for a little play-by-play action?
A little bit.
It's been a few months.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I haven't been with James to do volleyball since last fall, and yeah. I told him last night, I was like, I don't think I've done a volleyball match since like the end of 2023, because I thought that we hadn't covered any volleyball prior to me getting ill. So I was just like, James was like, no, I think you did a game or, you know,
yeah,
three
or
four.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember. I wasn't doing the play-by-play on him. I was doing the color. So
kick the rust off a little bit.
A little bit. We'll do football this week, and we've got the Shriners All-Star Games up in Mayville, first game at 3, second game at 6, approximately. And those games, I guess, will both be on this station right here, WDAY.
There you go. Fun.
NBA Finals last night. I turned it on because my daughter had just turned it on when I got home. And the game all of a sudden was within like 6 points. I was like, oh. So I go to turn it on upstairs, and then all of a sudden there's play after play after play made. And then before you knew it, that game that had gotten down to 2 points was back up to 11. And that's what Oklahoma City went on and won by 120-109. Jalen Williams, he was a really, really big factor, probably more so than SGA. He ended up with 40 points. Thunder lead that series 3-2. They can close out and win their first NBA title since moving from Seattle on Thursday. Tip-off scheduled about 7:30 p.m. game coverage on ABC, so we'll see if they can do that. I still feel, based on the fact that it was 15-plus point lead throughout a good chunk of the first half when we checked in on the scores while we were at the volleyball match, I have a feeling that Pacers are going to force a game 7, but I could be wrong.
I hope so.
Yeah. Stanley Cup Finals, Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers. That whole series could come to an end tonight as the Panthers lead 3-2. Puck drop 7 p.m. Coverage on TNT, True TV, and Max. That game will be down in Florida, so we'll see if the Florida Panthers can wrap it up and clinch their second straight Stanley Cup, or we'll see if Edmonton can force a game 7 and force the series back to Canada. Minnesota Lynx are returning to the hardwood tonight. They'll be taking on the Las Vegas Aces at the Target Center, Minneapolis. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. Minnesota enters with a record of 10-1. Vegas is 5-5 on the season, but they're one of the best teams in the league, so you got to watch out for them. Men's College World Series yesterday on ESPN, the 6th overall ranked LSU Tigers taking on UCLA. That was postponed until this morning due to weather. They had a rain delay there entering it. LSU leads the game 5-3 entering the fourth inning. So LSU with the lead in a winner's bracket game. Loser out games today. Oregon State takes on Louisville at 1 p.m. And Arkansas versus that loser between LSU and UCLA will be at 6 p.m. as Arkansas got a big win against Murray State.
They had Gage Wood from Arkansas pitch the 3rd no-hitter in College World Series history and the 1st in 65 years. That's a big deal. It is.
Well, I'll let James tell you how he feels about not being there for
that game. Is he a little upset? I knew that James couldn't have been there because he had to get back for volleyball
He had to get back for volleyball, but the real reason they were coming back, because two of the buddies, they were like, we could stay. We could come back late on Monday and be to work on Tuesday because they're basically going to be gone all day from work anyway. 6-hour drive back or so to get to Fargo Moorhead. But he had that one buddy, got to get back for softball night. There was no softball last night. It was rained out.
But he had to call the volleyball game with you, or you would have done it yourself.
He would have called or texted and said, look, dude, I'm watching a no-hitter right now. First time in 65 years, so you're on your own. I would have been like, all right, this will be a bit rough. And the thing with an All-Star game like that, it's a Monday night in the middle of June. So it might not have been my smoothest work, but I would have made it work. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. So James.
So don't poke the bear and bring that up when James gets here.
Just ask him if you've seen any good no-hitters lately.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, the first 4 innings, I think the kid had a perfect game, and he would have had a perfect game instead of a no-hitter based on the fact that he hit a batter. So if he wouldn't have hit that batter basically on his back toe or something like that, it was a left-handed batter, and he just clipped his toe on a bad pitch, and so that sent the runner to first base. Otherwise, it would have been a perfect game.
Wow.
So there's that. So otherwise, like I said, tune in tonight, Primetime Sports from 6:30 to 7 p.m. with Big Game James McCarty and myself. We'll get you caught up on everything, and maybe I'll have a story or two from his frivolities down there in Omaha.
I'm sure there was some adventures to be had. Partly cloudy today. Chance of pop-up showers. 80 for the high. Northwest winds 5 to 15. 57 our overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning. There's a chance of showers and thundershowers late in the day. 81 for the high. Southwest winds 10 to 15. Thursday, partly cloudy. Chance of showers high around 76 with our winds out of the north at 5 to 10. And the chance of showers basically 30% the next several days. It looks like Friday, too, a 30% chance of showers. 5:11 right now. We have partly cloudy skies, 59 degrees at our WDAY radio studios. High top I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the west at 5. It is 5:11. We're going to get your national news in from ABC, then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. Tuesday morning, welcome in. Thanks for being here. We do appreciate it. Bionni Yamastati, Jace Denman, and you. I almost forgot my name.
Bionni?
Bionni.
Bionic? Bionic Yamastati.
I am not Bionic.
She is the $6 million woman.
What was
I'm a buck and a half dude.
What was the woman? Lindsay.
The Bionic Woman.
Yeah, Bionic
Woman. And the $6 million man.
Yeah, there you go. Bionic Woman. Mm-hmm. I got it. Lindsay.
Bionic.
You would have been too little, because I was pretty young when those shows were on.
I remember them.
You do?
They were probably in reruns or whatever.
Oh,
so,
probably. I mean, yeah.
Because
I would say I was probably a preteen even when those shows started. So, but those are, I mean, those are good shows.
There's some that, you know, you just kind of end up seeing on repeats. I mean, there are some, like James, you ask him about, oh, you remember Three's Company? You're like, oh, yeah, that was a funny show. And you're like, wait, how did you see that? And he's like, oh, it's on TV Land.
Well, those MeTV have a lot of them, too. Lindsay Wagner, that was her name. I was trying to think of her name. First episode, 1976. So, yeah, would have been about 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is something that can make you nervous? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Tuesday morning, welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. Thanks for being here this morning. We're starting out partly cloudy, 59 degrees, winds out of the west at 5 miles an hour, and it's looking like a nice day today, partly cloudy. 80 for our high, with just a slight chance we could see some pop-up showers. It must be a little humid out there, maybe a little foggy it's looking like, too, because the windows were kind of steamed up. Were your windows in your house
I noticed that when I pulled out of the garage, my other vehicle in the driveway had condensation on the windows. Mm-hmm. So a little bit foggy, but with what we've had from smoke from Canada, I wasn't sure if it was fog or smoke. So
no, I think it's humidity in the air, probably from yesterday's rain, and then, you know, with the humidity level up, it's, so it looks like, did it look foggy when you were driving in? The windows look steamy.
Not too bad. I mean, like you said, it was a little steamy outside, so I think it might be more of that. So it'll probably burn off. I mean, because I think the high today, at least on the old watch, said it was going to be in the high 70s. So maybe we'll burn through this stuff in the morning, and then we'll start to see heat up.
Yeah. Tell Dean that your app tells you it's going to be in the upper 70s when he has 80.
Whatever. I mean, he's
not, he's very, not here
he's,
yet.
He's not
Although
here yet.
Although he snuck in early on us yesterday.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. All of a sudden he comes walking in 15 minutes early. Like, what are you doing here?
Scared us just a little bit. Yeah. 80 for our high officially. And then he still has 94 on Sunday, 88 Saturday, 94 on Sunday with sunshine. That's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Woo!
And it's going to be hot and sticky, et cetera.
It probably will be.
Up in Mayville. And
oh, yeah, that's right. You have your football up there.
I'm going to have to
I have like a little cooling fan that you wrap around your neck and you turn it on. Do you want to borrow that? And I have cooling towels, too.
I have a cooling towel in my gym bag, yep.
Those are nice. You throw them in the freezer.
Oh, that's
wet
true.
It and throw it in the freezer.
You
and
do
then
that,
take
too.
That with. I'll bring you my little fan cooling thing. Necky thing.
Both of us, James and I, are both sweaters, so.
If I was there with you, I'd be sweating. I hate sweating.
Well,
some people just love it. It's like, what is what's so great about sweating?
It supposedly keeps your body from overheating, but at the same time, I sweat enough where I don't think it's doing much, but There's just something about, you know, being in that booth and you're trying to call these games and do the best you can, but you're just sweating. I mean, I remember that game last year down in outside of St. Louis over there in Illinois when we went to McKendree University. That weather played a huge factor. I mean, not that our team, MSUM, could not handle the heat, but it was an adjustment and it was really, really hot. And especially like in the booth trying to call the game, there's just no airflow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we'd have been outside of the booth just to the edge of where we were in the shade, then you had this kind of breeze blowing, we probably would have been much more comfortable. But I was just in that booth. I just had my towels and I'm just wiping sweat. I'm just miserable. So
note to self, bring in neck fan for Jace. Let me know if it works. I haven't officially used it. I bought it and then I never used it because I didn't.
I'm probably going to have to get one of those ones where I've seen on the old TikTok shop where they clip to your belt. And it's some sort of high pressure fan that blows from your belt. Just
Jimmy could use
that.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm just like, man, I might need to get one of those.
But, you know. I haven't seen that. But for those of you that love the hot weather, I guess enjoy it because it's kind of been a slow warm up. We had those 90s in May, and then it got cold. We went down into the upper 40s and 50s, and we finally got around to the 70s, which we should have saw earlier in the season. But for those that really like the heat, we really haven't seen any intense heat, I guess.
No.
Which is fine with me.
Yeah, I'm like, intense heat? Nah.
Yeah. Question of the morning, what is something that can make you nervous? If you want to weigh in on that, give us a call, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Lawn Man says, when you go to the mailbox and one of the letters you get reads IRS.
Well, it happens. What can I say? Just remember
that would make me nervous.
Just remember that's the way you're supposed to get contacted by them. They're not going to call you on the phone and ask for Amazon gift cards.
There you go. That was funny. And I've told Jace before, my son got that because when he was 17, he started Robin Hood and he's like doing all these trades and blah, 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 blah. And his sister was helping him with taxes. And after about a dozen trades, she finally was like, no, I'm not putting any more in. So they left it at that. And lo and behold, the IRS got it. And he got a bill for like, I don't know, it was like $400, $600. I can't remember anymore. And he didn't even question. He's like, okay, Mom, can you write a check and I'll give you money? It's like, yep. I'm like, that is the last agency you want after you. It's like, you got to do stuff right.
Yeah, and there's certain things that'll just cause red flags. But I think in general, when you go to the mailbox, and a lot of times these days you'll get an email or something, but unexpected bills.
Yeah.
That really does kind of make me nervous.
They do.
Like, you know, I had a medical bill come in the other day and I was just like, what? And then you look at it and you're like, oh, okay. That means insurance did their job and I owe this much, but you're just like, you weren't expecting that much. Yeah. And so you're just, because at first you look at it and you're like, well, I think insurance still has to pay this. Then you look at the bill and you're like, oh, okay, insurance already paid on this, so okay, we owe that whole amount. So those unexpected bills just really kind of, they can make you nervous real quick.
Don't ever think you're getting ahead in life, because about that time, then all of a sudden somebody gets injured, you have an accident, medical, or something like that. Yep. It's like, oh, I thought we were actually going to have like $200, $300 extra dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that stinks. Something that can make you nervous. That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Got Polly in Idaho on the line. Good morning to you, Polly.
Good morning, you two. Something you can make me nervous? We have an open carry law in the state of Idaho.
Yep.
And sometimes the people that are carrying them are looking nervous to begin with, and that makes me feel really nervous. But so far there's been no problems with them having anybody fire when they shouldn't, but it's just, like you said, the word nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I think just as much of a problem as it could be is to have somebody with a Bowie knife on their side. You know, that type of stuff just, I don't know. I've never felt too comfortable around it, but
yeah.
I guess if somebody needs to have one of those when they're around their house or whatnot and just keeps it on and then go to the store, you know, I actually feel a little bit safer knowing that there's somebody there that probably is not going to use it against me. May put somebody down that could be the problem maker.
Yeah, well, and it could be used to be good, too, if something ever does go awry for those with concealed carry. Most people, like, I mean, you don't even know they have it on them. It's not like it's just out there where it's making you nervous,
like,
around here.
South Dakota has open carry as well, and I'll still never forget the time we stopped in Watertown, South Dakota. I mean, everywhere in the country there's certain crimes and certain things that happen, but there's not like a bunch of just random shootings or anything in Watertown, South Dakota. And this dude had, you know, he's got this ponytail, he's got the BDU type of pants, and he's got his gun on his side, and we're at a KFC. And so I'm like, do you really need to carry at a KFC in Watertown, South Dakota? I mean, that's his right to do it, but to me it felt awkward.
Some
and you're
people
like,
are like that. They want people to notice because it's my right.
Well, it's my right, and I can carry. Well, I get that, but I mean, I
you don't need to look like a goon.
No, and I would prefer people have concealed carry so that way it's out of sight, you know, rather than anything, but... you know, everybody, hopefully, you know, if you have concealed carry, you've updated your concealed carry permit and you're able to do that. If it's an open carry state, you know, open carry, because sometimes then at least you know who is carrying. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of times the people that have knives, not so much the Bowie knives that Paulie talked about, but usually you can kind of spot, at least for the most part, mostly law enforcement. For some reason, it kind of started in training. There's always people that have those knives, and they've got the little kind of clip on them, so they always slide them into their pocket, and you can see that clip on their pocket, and you're like, oh, that guy's got a knife right there, you know? And they're usually decent knives, and I think I have one at home somewhere. I don't normally carry it with me or anything, but normally law enforcement guys usually have that tucked in their pocket, and you're just like, okay, well, he's either had some training or he's, you know, always has something in case something bad happens, but... You know, I had a coworker that they, even off duty, they would always carry their weapon, even like when they went to the mall and things like that, just for safety and just for this fact that there's been mall shootings and stuff before. But I guess I've just never really felt the need to really have to do that around this area.
There's just some people that want to draw attention to themselves. Yeah. You know, they obviously have gotten the legal permit to you know, conceal carry or whatever. But yeah, some just want to draw attention to themselves right there in the open, whereas most of them kind of keep them, you know, concealed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's why it's called concealed carry. Yeah.
But I get that. All right, Paulie.
One last thing real quick. Bonnie, I listen to a lot of news on the radio because I'm a radio head and I carry my radio with, or my phone with me all day. And, you know, there's not that many women that deliver the news. And as far as I'm concerned, out of all the women that I do hear across different stations across the U.S., you deliver the best. And I mean that in all sincerity.
Mm. Well, thank you, Paulie.
She's had enough practice. It's only been like 40 years.
Had a little practice over the years, yeah. Well, thank you, Paulie. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
You too.
All right. What is something that can make you nervous? I get that when, you know, like people are just wanting to like.
Usually when Bonnie's quiet.
That makes you. That means you have made me mad and you're lucky I'm quiet because. Yeah. If I'm quiet.
Means you screwed something up.
No, it means you've really, really made me mad. And instead of yelling at you, which you've never done to me, instead of yelling, I will be quiet.
Well,
unless you actually decide to poke the bear and tip it over the top, look out.
And I'm probably the same way, too, where if I get real quiet and I don't say anything to you, then it usually means I'm either mad at you or I just really don't like you, one of the two.
I just don't want to, you know, if somebody makes me mad, I'm not going to engage with them. But there's a certain point, and then then the left hook comes. Look out if you ever get me. It takes a lot to make me mad, but if somebody does, look out. What is something that can make you nervous? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I hear you, Allie. It's like, I went yesterday. I hate it. The dentist. I have childhood fear and trauma from dentists.
Some people don't like it at all. Well, I didn't go my last one. I need to schedule my next one because I think I got a couple chips or at least some jagged spots now because Unfortunately, when you're sedated and you're intubated, you happen to kind of want to bite down on the tube, and that's it's fairly hard tube, so you can chip your tooth on it. So I got a couple spots that are not like they once were. So that happens, but we had a really good dentist growing up. He was actually a classmate of my parents when they were in high school. And so they knew him from the time they were in high school, and he was our dentist for the longest time. Funny thing, it's one of those family things. His son actually took over his dental practice in Clark, South Dakota. So they still have a dental practice there, but now the son's in charge of it instead of the dad. But thankfully, we had a good dentist, and we never had any real issues. I mean, back in the day, you can remember getting a needle in your gums to numb it before you had a cavity done or whatever,
Oh, yeah.
But, thankfully, I mean, sometimes people have a bad, appointment with the dentist and they crack a tooth or they're a little bit too rough or, the pain medicine doesn't work. And it just, it kind of spirals and just gives you this fear and you don't want to go back. So
the drills and the smell, old school, I'm talking the drills and the smells. My dentist was probably personally a very nice man, but, and so was a dental hygienist who was my mom and dad's friend. But the sounds and the sights and the drilling going on, and plus he was an alcoholic, and so he'd like breathe. He was always chewing gum, but just the smell of his breath on top of the smell of all the dental smells. So I've always been high fear. And then he would fill teeth that I swear probably were not cavities to begin with. Put a filling in, go home. About an hour or two later, it happened to me a couple times. I'd have to go back because the filling fell out. So, and you get those fears of whatever it is at a young age. Yeah. It's sometimes hard to overcome those.
Well, we went to this one dentist, and I was really – so there's a couple of, different dentists. So we found a Delta Dental plan out there in California. And so myself and my stepson went to the dentist, and he had a number of cavities that needed to be filled. But it was kind of old school, like you and I would have had when we were kids. Drill out the cavity, put the metal filling in, and be done with it. Well, I had taken him to a dental appointment because he needed one. He had this coupon for like a free visit. They told us he had like a dozen different cavities and he was going to have thousands of dollars of dental work done because they could predict all these cavities in the, based on their newer technology. And we went to this other place. He had like four or five of them is all, and they filled them. We were done, did the old school method. You got the little hook and you're poking into it, make sure that there's nothing soft there. And, we saved a ton of money doing that. But, there was another dentist we had gone to, and it was just like, your fillings are coming loose. So they're not flushed with their teeth, and so we have to replace this filling and this filling. And I'm like, this dentist already made like thousands of dollars off of what my wife needed to have done. And all of a sudden he's telling her that she needs to have fillings replaced, even though, they're just slightly uneven. So we're going to have to replace them all. And it's like, are you sure about that?
That's
Sandy?
Why you be appreciative when you do find a good dentist.
Yeah,
I've got a good dentist now.
I still question that dentist out in California because it's like, all these fillings need to be replaced. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you can replace the silver fillings with the porcelain ones these days. That's true. But if the fillings are fine, just leave them. Mm-hmm. I don't need to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I mean, especially
dental work can be really expensive.
Especially until we got the right dental insurance that gives us a couple cleanings a year and takes care of the majority of costs for some of these fillings. I mean, you don't want to be messing around at a dentist because we had a dentist, here in town that they'd only send out a bill like once every month or once every 2 months or something. So then you had a bunch of stuff that wasn't even on the list because it was just a running total, and they would send you the snapshot of the last couple months. And it was difficult trying. It was like, well, I've already paid this. Well, then why am I getting charged? Why do I have to pay the same $190 again? Well, of course, you look at the list and find out, well, that was a different charge, and they can't keep it straight. They can't make their billing system real easy to understand, and heck, I don't think they understand it half the time. So
same with medical.
Yeah.
You just kind of wonder the bills keep popping up. Mm-hmm. But dental anxiety, I get that. What's something that can make you nervous? That's our Bonnie and Friends Question of the Morning, 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, your national news and sports from ABC. 5:45, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. The sun is coming up. Going to be a nice day today. 80 for our high temp. There's a slight chance we could see some shower, about a 30% chance.
So your
showers.
Shane is going to be humid.
It kind of looks like it. Like I said, the windows are all steamed up. The windows in my house were like that.
That's because you got a lot of hot breath over there.
Apparently. I did notice, too. It's funny because the husband had to buy a new little mini fridge, you know, for... He wanted one of those ones with the glass door you can see through, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
So he buys it, and he had one down in the basement by the bar, and he put that out in the garage, and he buys this new one. He's all excited about it, and he puts it downstairs, and he decided it makes too much noise. It hums too much. So now he's moved that out to the garage, and when I pulled in last night...
You saw it there.
It was all full of condensation already, so it was already getting steamy, because our garage is just like, it's either cold in the wintertime or hot in the summer. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So, exactly. But yeah, the glass was steaming up, so he'll have something new to complain about today.
Well, you know, you got to have something to complain about. If you're a complainer, you know, that's
what
you do. He
is a complainer. You nailed that one. Picked up about an inch to an inch and a quarter. I think there was a couple spots, Minnesota Lakes Country, that might have even had close to an inch and a half of rain yesterday. But it was much needed rain. Like, the lawns were looking really good after that rain yesterday.
Yep.
However, it was bumpy across parts of Minnesota. At least two tornadoes were confirmed. Huge hail, torrential rains also caused problems. It looks like National Weather Service reports a tornado touchdown between Nicollet and North Mankato. And then there was another one over in the Brainerd Lakes area. I saw a bunch of shredded trees. Somebody was holding a picture in on one of the news sites here from Waconia of what looked to be baseball-size hail. But I saw some reports that it was close to softball size in some areas. That is going to do quite a bit of damage. Baseball, softball. I only remember personally seeing baseball size hail once when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
But
I don't think I've seen hail that big in person in my life. I think it's been probably, it would probably have to be back when we were, you know, back in South Dakota back in the day. I mean, maybe it got, you know, nickel to quarter size hail. I don't even know if we had that. Because, I mean, we never had any type of hail damage to our vehicles, as far as I can remember.
There was, I don't know, what's probably like at least 20 years ago or so, Bismarck Mandan got hit, and just a car dealership mangled the cars. Yeah. That was at least baseball, if not closer to softball size. And it's never perfectly round, right? It's all jagged
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's a little jagged and stuff,
But yeah, that kind of hail you never want. I mean, even golf ball size hail stinks. You know, you get to quarter size, that's not too cool either for vehicles that are outside. Well, we did, was it... I think it was two summers ago, I think parts of West Fargo along Main Avenue, they saw some hail that did some damage to some vehicles. It might have been, I don't know, quarter or golf ball size or something like that. But here in the metro, basically, if we see it, I usually see like pea-size hail.
Yeah, I mean, Dean
not
is
to say we can't have larger.
Dean has already debunked it because, I mean, I said normally around the metro areas like
we
don't normally worry about tornadoes as often.
Yeah, that's a fallacy.
You know, and it's probably the same with you know, with the hail and stuff. But, I mean, it seems as though we don't have that around the immediate FM metro area. And it seems like more of that happens kind of outside the area, but...
No, it can happen. Mm-hmm. It's just we've been fortunate that, like I said, by baseball size when I was growing up, I was a kid. That's the only time I've seen it that big. But generally speaking, when I see it, it's pea size. But no, we can get any size hail anywhere.
Oh, I'm sure,
The unfortunate get the large stuff.
Yeah.
Christopher letting us know there is patchy thick fog this morning. Highway 9, Highway 10, particularly bad from Hawley to Highway 9. Visibility down to an eighth mile. And like I said, it's steamy out there, a little foggy here in the metro as well. So obviously from the rain yesterday, too, the humidity is up. And Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki in the house, he'll be joining us coming up in about 10 minutes. Question of the morning, what is something that can make you nervous? The phone lines are always open if you want to weigh in on that. 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Dave in Grand Rapids says, being in a large crowd of people, I don't like to be in a large crowd. I try to avoid those. Doug says, people driving in the first snowfall of the year. Every single year, it's like a learning curve. It's like, what, you got about 4 months off of snow and you forget how to drive?
Down in Arizona, it was monsoon season.
Oh, that would be tough.
Because there's kind of a, I mean, I'm sure it happens here too. There's just kind of a, almost like a film, you know, that kind of builds up on the road. So that first rain.
Yeah, like the oil comes out of the road.
And it kind of, it makes it a little bit slick. But I mean, obviously it's a torrential downpour there during monsoon season. And it, even though there's a lot of people down in Tucson that were transplants to the area, a lot of, you know, maybe retirees head down that way or whatever, it's like that first rain of the year, like nobody knows how to drive. And, you know, and maybe it's a little bit slippy, you know, et cetera, but, you know, growing up in the Midwest, where we deal with ice and snow and things like that, it's just like, well, you just slow down ahead of time. You take it easy. You don't have to really worry about it. And there's some people that either get into accidents down there or other ones that are just freaked out and they're just driving super slow. And you're like, it's rain. It's not going to hurt you.
Heavy rain can be scary. If you get in a downpour and you can't see. I know one time I was going up to my mom and dad's past the Walker area where I actually had to slowly find a dirt road to pull over on because I could not see.
Oh, yeah.
The rain was coming down that heavy.
That's a whole different thing. But, I mean, it was usually just people that couldn't figure out how to drive in the rain. And you're just like, dude, come on. Now, you're going to cause an accident.
And some people are nervous drivers to begin with, or they're not very good drivers. Yeah, when you have conditions like that, you should not be on the roads. And true, if you're not a good driver on interstates, then maybe take the slower roads through town. You know, to get to point A and B. Something that can make you nervous. That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn. Phone lines are open. We always love chatting with you guys. 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Bonnie says driving at night, not being able to see deer.
Yeah, that's
just driving
scary.
At night in general. You know, it's some of us have trouble seeing at night.
Yeah.
I do have trouble at night.
I'm not as comfortable with it. I mean, especially like when you've got the almost like the city lights and stuff that kind of give you that. It's dark out, but there's light over here, and it's hard for your eyes to adjust. But like when it's when you're out in the middle of the, you know, the country out here and you're driving across South Dakota, North Dakota, and it's just completely dark and the only thing that's lighting things up is your headlights, then it's a little more comfortable for me. But if there's a slight rain coming down and you're at dusk, and sometimes that makes it hard for me to see. And I don't know what it is about my eyes that makes it difficult to see.
I'm wondering. Yeah, it depends too. And I'm wondering if it has something to do with family, because like my dad has trouble seeing at night too, and same conditions as you. That's when I have trouble too. Something that can make you nervous. Ruben on our Facebook page says seeing the flashing lights indicating the way station is open.
At least it's not the flashing lights pulling them over.
Well, that would make you nervous also.
Well, because sometimes
that's nervous. Like that would cause anxiety.
Are you kidding? I had there's been a couple times where I've had police officers in my last career. There was one time we were doing surveillance on somebody, and I'm parked in a parking lot so that I can head out on a certain road if the suspect goes this way, because we're trying to get intel and figure out where they're coming and going to.
And you look suspicious?
I look suspicious because I was sitting there most of the afternoon. I was in a parking lot, and right across the way was a bank.
Oh,
so the bank people thought I was casing the joint to rob it or whatever. And then, of course, the cop comes over to talk to me. And, of course, I completely get caught off guard and I'm fumbling over my words, even though I'm also law enforcement. And I'm just like, you heard of the task force? You know, and the dude's like, what are you talking about? Then I like show him my credentials or whatever. And he's like, oh, okay, all right, whatever. Nothing to worry about. But then there's been a time or two that you got pulled over or whatnot, and you just like trying to spit out, you know, I was on my way. I was late for a meeting, you know, or something like that. And you get pulled over, and then you're trying to fumble through your words. And they come up to the window, and they're all calm and collected, and you're just flustered and trying to not sound like a moron. So.
I think most people probably get a little anxious or nervous when they get pulled over.
Yeah.
And many of you with a lead foot, you know why they pulled you over. And just be kind to them. And, most of them – I've only had like three encounters, and I've never gotten a speeding ticket, but I've only had three encounters. But from stories I've heard too, most of them are very professional, and they're doing their job.
Yeah,
this is what you did. Maybe you need a ticket. Maybe you need a warning. Maybe they're just going to let you go.
I don't remember if I had turned 21 yet or not, but I was in college, and I got picked up because I was on a highway that was going south down to Yankton. So I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere. And a lot of times people in the Dakotas, you see a vehicle in the distance. Normally that's when you slow down a little bit because, you know, can't tell if it's a cop or not. And so I got, you know, was 11 or 12 miles over the speed limit. But, you know, I went back to his car and we're filling out the ticket and all everything. He's like, oh, since you're nice, you know, I'll just keep it. It was only 10 miles an hour over because the next step up, you know, basically doubles in fines or whatever. So,
yeah,
you know,
cordial.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard to be polite and just, you know, admit
doing
when you're
their job.
Admit when you're wrong, you know. Yep. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Crash says other drivers when he's on his bike, that makes him nervous.
Well, you know. Yeah. He'd stop getting run into by people, then he probably wouldn't be quite so nervous.
Therefore the nickname of Crash. Mm-hmm. 5:55 right now, we're checking in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Tuesday morning, welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, the rest of the crew's coming in. Little Jimmy just arrived. Dean's been busy working. He'll be in. There you go, DC. I did say he's busy working. He doesn't always monkey around. Sometimes he really does do work in there.
Allegedly.
He does. He'll monkey around as the day progresses. But right now, he's got work to do. Tweaking the forecast a little bit. But the sun's coming up, looking lovely out there. And 80 degrees for our high temp. Chance of some pop-up showers. I was already thinking like today might be a good day to go golfing. Was looking at some tee times. Mm-hmm. But I would like to go late morning, not in the afternoon. When it's conducive to me. So I'll just have to find some different courses. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about going to Village Green today over in Moorhead. I haven't been there yet. I've been to the Meadows, but not Village Green yet. So I don't know. Or maybe I'll just go ding around at El Zagel. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just a short course. My short game needs work anyway. Maybe I should go to El Zagel.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's probably the best advice. I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but it looks like Joey Chestnut will be back this year in the Nathan's famous hot dog eating competition. It's official now.
I was going to say, all is right with the world now.
Yeah, 1 year he was out of it, so you know he's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the mustard belt.
Yep, because it's mustard color.
And they don't put stuff on there. But I wonder if Joey, like, he probably doesn't eat hot dogs outside of his competitions, right? You think he's all hot dogged out by then?
I would hope so.
Because they don't put anything on it, but they just water. They dip
the buns in
water.
If he's going to eat 72 to 76 hot dogs in one sitting, I mean, that's probably enough hot dogs for the rest of the year, to be honest. I mean, I don't know that I eat 76 hot dogs in a year.
Wouldn't that be the worst if that's your life? You're a competitive eater, mainly hot dogs, and you're going to the family barbecue, and what are they grilling up? All they're offering up is hot dogs.
We got hot dogs. We got bratwurst. We got cheddarwurst. We got jalapeno cheddar brats. Beer brats. I don't know. I mean, the thing is like when you find out about these guys, because like if you're, I can't remember where I've seen it, if I've seen it on different shows or what, but they do different competitions. Like
some do,
you know, like Joey Chestnut will be the world record holder in hot dog eating contests, but at the same time, you know, he'll go to Buffalo, New York, and they've got a Buffalo wing eating contest. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, cause they'll have, kind of the resumes of some of these, contestants, and you'll have some guy come in and he's like the tortilla eating champion, or he's the, you know, bean burrito eating champion, or whatever the case is. I mean, they've got different contests, and some of them are ridiculous. He ate, you know, 12 omelets in 10 minutes or whatever it is. And you're just like, what? Why would you want to do that?
They used to have one of those shows where it was competitive eating like that, or challenges, food challenges on Food Network or something
and
like that.
And there's usually, you can find somebody on social media, and they'll go to restaurants, and restaurants will have some type of contest. Like, you got to eat this, you know, New York size, you know, deep dish pizza, which I don't know that that's a thing, but you know, those New York size ones, like we used to get one and it would feed like four or five of us because it's like this big around. Yeah. It's like, I don't know,
you
4
eat
feet
this
across.
And then you get it free and you get a t-shirt or something like
and
that.
And so they go to different restaurants and they do that. And you're just like, I don't know. I mean, because sometimes the people that do these eating contests are really kind of tiny people. And you're just like,
How?
Where do you put all of that?
Nothing more miserable than feeling overly full. Mm-hmm. We are WDAY Fargo 602. Good morning. 604, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived. Good morning to you, Sunshine.
Good morning. A little foggy out there in some areas.
Is that because of yesterday's rain and the humidity's up?
Or? No, it's because of the dry air pushing in from the desert southwest. Yes, I'm in that kind of mood today. Yes, I'm going to annoy you today, Bonnie.
That's okay. Is that why it is, though?
Because No, it is. The rain we had and light winds, so all that moisture that kind of settled near the surface. And you don't have any winds to mix anything up. So, winds are calm out there. So all the moisture we got yesterday is leading to fog. Particularly dense in Lakes Country, and they received quite a bit. We received about 3/4 of an inch here at the studio, and there's more on the way. Not today, though. I told you yesterday, book your tea time for today. Not often you get light winds, sunshine, and beautiful weather, but that's what we have on tap for today. Temperatures outside, generally in the 50s, most areas mid-50s, and we'll see a few afternoon clouds bubble up, but nothing to worry about. Partly cloudy, low 80s, and light northwest winds. Mm. I mean, this is resort weather for up here, right?
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, are you golfing today?
Maybe. I thought of it. I looked for a tee time in Moorhead, but they were all too late in the day.
Yeah.
So I'll have to search around a little more. Why did you tell everybody to book a tee time?
Because I'm working side gig with the golf courses.
Oh, apparently.
And then tonight, it'll be a dry night, partly cloudy, mid-50s, light winds. And then tomorrow, a pretty decent day, partly cloudy. We'll look at highs in the low 80s. Now, we've got a day-to-day chance for storms, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but they're all nighttime storms.
Yes.
Daytime hours will be dry, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, we might see some leftover storms early in the morning, but the daytime hours will be dry with temps in the low to mid-80s, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Not too bad. Weekend warms up, finally. Bonnie's lovely forecast of heat comes in.
Sunday is a day of rest, watching Netflix and the air conditioning.
Oh, my God. Sunday's a good pool day is what Sunday is. I'll have your weekend forecast coming up here. What in the world was that?
He jabbed me in the ribs as he walked by. The boys in
HR.
The boys in school growing up used to do that to me, too. It's like, I am so ticklish. Do not jab me in the ribs.
Now I know what to do.
No,
yep, that's
you annoy
you
me.
When I leave, I'll go around this way instead of out there.
Just a quick little tap, and she's back.
You spelled beautiful wrong on the website, by the way.
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Is that be you? Beautiful
day today.
It will be. Aye, aye, aye. And yesterday's rain, that was what we wanted. Don Kinsler had said a nice half inch to an inch would be lovely.
And that's exactly what we got. Most areas picked up between a half inch to an inch. So much needed rain. And again, we'll see more chances as we head throughout the week, but they're all nighttime storms. That leaves the daytime hours nice if you want to do anything outside.
Mm-hmm, very good. Yeah. Question of the morning, what's something that can make you nervous?
You.
Well, good.
If my ex-wife's phone number comes up on caller ID,
would you answer or just ignore?
What? No, she's blocked. There's no chance it can come up.
But if it does, I'd be afraid. One thing
that makes me nervous. Oh man,
it's true. I do make you nervous.
No, you just annoy me. You don't really make me nervous.
Being called into HR.
When Steve says, when our boss says, Dean, can you come into my office? That makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Anytime the boss says, hey, can we talk? Can you come into my office? What did I do now?
Exactly.
Jace, you got some explaining to do. You have a long blonde hair coming out of the side of your headphones over there.
Well, it's out of the headphones, so it's definitely not mine.
Dean just found it. And I sat over there yesterday, but I do not have blonde hair, so it's not mine. He's saving it for you. Bring it home, and then you'll really have some explaining to do.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Who are you in your headphones with?
I do not have a blondie in my...
What in the world? That's too long for yours.
Yeah, Jason.
And that's definitely not mine.
Could be my dog's hair.
Not dog.
That's the excuse I used.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't forget. I mean, Jaden's hair is not as blonde as it once was because she doesn't get out in the sun and get it bleached out at all. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I just have dog and cat hair in my house.
I don't know. There was different guests on here. I mean, I'm sure it was none of us in this room.
No.
Dean and my hair is wrong color and short, and Bonnie's hair is black.
And you don't have to worry about me. So
yeah, I know.
I mean, it is what it is. So what makes you guys nervous?
My husband's driving.
Is he a bad driver?
And he's a professional truck driver. But okay.
Oh, great.
When your spouse is driving, you're not in control of the vehicle. That's uncomfortable. But
really,
I
don't have like Christy's not a bad driver, and I've driven with, just going to shut up and I'm just going to leave it at that.
I've said unexpected bills.
Oh, unexpected bills.
Yeah. Like you
get a bill in the mail. Like,
All right. Yeah. I didn't know. I forgot about this.
Sometimes I'm assuming, you know, now there's always bills coming in from everything that I had, but all of a sudden there's one that's like $3,000. You're like, what do I owe $3,000 for?
Just don't pay it. What are they going to do?
No, they just didn't get it submitted to the insurance company correctly. Yeah. So, but yeah.
Allie's a dentist, son. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right there. Dentist.
Dentist. Yeah. Oh, man.
And then you talk to people.
That's true.
I think our boss, JT, loves to go to the dentist. It's like,
who loves to go to the dentist?
JT does. I'm like, who are you?
I try and talk to
him. Well, he's a little strange as it is.
Well, that's true.
I try and talk to the dentist, but all they hear is, and they're like,
I know.
What?
Why do they even try talking to you?
Can you imagine, like, going to, you know, when you're growing up, I want to be a dentist. Oh, so everybody hates you? I mean, so you got a job where everybody hates
you.
Well,
wait a minute. Like yeah, you do. That's true, too.
That's what I do.
Are you kidding? I used to work for the IRS.
That's even worse.
I didn't even tell people where I worked.
Well, I don't blame you.
Like, what do you do? I work for the Treasury Department.
It works.
Leave it at that.
Yeah, pretty much.
610 Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Don't forget, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to get another qualifier for the Great Grocery Giveaway. We do it at 7 in the 10 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock hour, or 4 p.m. hour every single day. You got to listen for your name to be called. If you hear it, call in 9 minutes, 70 seconds, or 10 minutes, 10 seconds.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Sponsors Allsager Meats and Kingpins. And isn't Jimmy over at Grease Monkey today?
Yes. He is. That's what he gets for being gone for 4 days.
I know. I saw that. I chuckled.
He has to work extra today. But, yeah, he's going to be at Grease Monkey over there on 5240 27th Street South from about 2 to 5 p.m. He'll get you signed up and get you registered. Then he'll draw a couple names, and those will go into our list of people that will be asked to show up at our Great Grocery Giveaway Grand Prize Party at Kingpins on Thursday, July 10th, where that one person is going to win groceries for a year. So obviously in that 7, 10, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. So if those are the only 4 hours a day you listen to the radio, make sure you're listening in those 4 hours during the day, because if you hear your name, you've got that 10 minutes and 10 seconds to call in and get yourself officially registered to be a part of our grand prize party and get that chance to win those groceries. Because quite honestly, that the amount we're giving away is enough for probably a family of four, if not a family of five, to basically do a considerable chunk of damage as far as your grocery bills for the year.
Take pressure off your budget, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you can have something else paid for, taken care of, that opens up funds for other things. If you got some other things that you want to pay off over the next year, you want to pay off that vehicle, you want to get rid of that student loan maybe, or you got some other credit card bills you want to take care of, you'll be able to put a little bit more towards that, because you don't have to worry about paying for groceries for a year.
About a week ago, we visited with Kathy Brecky, Jasper's Theater, right outside Park Rapids there. They've got their productions going on all summer long. Of course, just fun, wholesome family entertainment. They'll have big bands, Cool Cats, the Dan Brecky Band will be performing, Jukebox Parade, hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, rockin' 50s, and so much more. If you want to go to Jasper's Theater, we have some tickets to give away here. First couple of callers here, I'll hook you up with a pair of those, and then you just have to call there and tell them what show you want to go to. 701-293-9000. First two callers, I'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to Jasper's Theater, Park Rapids area. We're going to get your national news in now from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 617, he is back. Big Game James McCarty joining us in studio. Missed you, little guy.
Yeah, I wish I was still in Omaha.
I heard it was fun. The scab, but you missed a no-hitter, huh?
Yep. But don't worry, I was hanging out with Jace last night, so... That was your consolation prize, hanging out with Jace? My consolation, yes, to missing the first no-hitter of the College World Series in 65 years. But I did get a chance to listen to the whole game on the way home.
There you go.
Yeah, it was great.
Were you yelling? Were you mad because it ended that way?
I missed it firsthand. Yeah, I was hooting and hollering, and I, at one point, was waiting for the text to say, hey, how's the game? And I got to go, well, nope, we're back in Fargo. So either way, it was a good weekend. It was
good.
Fun. Went golfing. It was sunny and hot. So glad to be home where it's a little cooler.
Yeah, good.
Overall, but yeah, so the Optimist All-Star Volleyball matchup that began last night, Team Red defeating Team Blue, 4-0, 25-15, 25-10, 25-20, and 25-20. Shanley graduate Caitlin Oman led the red team with 14 kills and an ace in that victory. On the diamond, the Twins were off yesterday. They're in Cincinnati now to battle the Reds beginning tonight at 6:10. David Festa gets the nod. The Twins have lost 5 of 6, so they enter at 36-35 on the year. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks were off as well yesterday. They're going to stay home for a midweek series at Newman Outdoor Field when they welcome the Sioux City Explorers to town for a 3-game series. That begins tonight at 7:02. Redhawks currently sitting in 4th place in the Western Division at 18-16 on the young season. The NBA postseason saw the Thunder take control of the finals, winning back-to-back games now with a 120-109 victory at home to the Indiana Pacers, taking a 3-2 series lead. Jalen Williams with 40 points for OKC. Game 6 in Indiana. That'll be Thursday night at 7:30 on ABC. And tonight, the Stanley Cup final continues with Game 6. Panthers leading that series 3-2. It's in Sunrise, Florida. The Oilers on the brink of elimination here this evening, trying to force a second consecutive Cup Final Game 7 against the Panthers. Puck will drop at 7 o'clock with coverage available nationally on TNT. Minnesota Lynx also return to the hardwood tonight. They're going to host the Las Vegas Aces at the Target Center. 7 p.m. is tip-off. The Lynx enter with a record of 10-1 on the season. It is tied for the best record in the league after Indiana defeated New York over the weekend. And Vegas, 5-5 on the young season. They've made some moves this offseason, so they're trying to figure out their identity here at this point. And for those College World Series fans, well, there was a postponement on Monday night due to rain that ended up in the forecast. So it was going to the top of the 4th inning. LSU does lead UCLA in the winner's bracket, 5-3. That game will be rejoined or continue at 10 a.m. this morning, number 6 LSU against number 15 UCLA. And then later on in the afternoon, you'll have loser out games, Oregon State getting Louisville at 1 o'clock, and then 3-seeded Arkansas will end up taking on the loser of the LSU-UCLA game at 6 p.m. So the College World Series continuing here today. And tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. Jason, I will get you caught up on the local sports scene. So the excitement of what is going on locally, and of course, with Sports Center coming to Fargo in August, we're gonna fidget around with that a little bit too, and I think have some fun with that. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Congratulations to our winners, Jasper's Theater tickets. We will have more to give away, so be listening. I don't know, maybe later this week, maybe next week, the week after. We have some more tickets that we will be giving away, and you will not be disappointed. Just a great quality, wholesome singing, you know, comedy show going on as well, and it's a fantastic experience, and I like how they do them in the afternoon so you can get home before the deer pop out at night.
I'm surprised you even call it the afternoon. I'm surprised you don't call their show.
But that's late in the day.
I was
really
going to say, I was going to say that's probably evening time for you.
I'd get home in time just to go night-night somewhere around there.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Show starts at 2. Oh, my gosh, it's so late. Can we stay up that late to watch it, Bonnie?
Freedom for one guy. I'd like to call him a young man, but he's not. He's an old guy. We'll talk about that. His name is Lorenzo, too. We'll talk about Lorenzo.
Lorenzo. Lorenzo Lamas.
It's not him. It's a different Lorenzo. We'll talk about it next. So Lorenzo is a lobster. He's been living at Peter's Clam Bar in Hampstead, Long Island for years.
At a clam bar? He's not a clam.
He's a lobster.
I know, at a clam bar. Do you think he'd blend in or something?
I don't know. They say he just kind of slipped through the cracks and ended up in their tank, and he stayed there for years.
Did somebody finally order him on the menu?
Well, no.
Oh.
Well, that's the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody wanted to eat him?
So they had to be feeding him? They feed the lobsters that are waiting to get eaten or not?
Well, you don't want him just wasting away.
So, like, you go to Red Lobster, the lobster's in the tank, they feed them before we eat them?
Well, not right before you eat them, because the food needs to digest.
I guess I never thought about the feeding them aspect. I just thought they were there, they're fresh, and you eat them.
It depends on how long they're probably there, would be my guess.
Well, Lorenzo was in this tank for a long time. They think he's 110 years old. He wasn't there that long, but they think he's 110 years old.
I didn't know that restaurant had been there for that long.
21 pounds? That's a big lobster, is it not?
I don't know.
I don't really like lobster, but if you get a lobster tail, those little things probably only weigh a pound or so.
I guess I don't know. I normally don't ever order lobster. Most of the time when I've had crab.
I love crab.
Usually crab is in my sushi, which I can't have anymore.
A 21-pound lobster is like as big as your cat. I mean, your cat's overweight. I think this lobster is overweight at 21 pounds.
I don't think my cat would be very meaty. It'd be kind of fatty.
Yeah.
Not really good meat on that.
Well, Lorenzo's probably not good eating if he's 110 years old and weighs 21 pounds.
He might be a bit tough.
I wonder what they were feeding him at the clam bar. Maybe customers like opening up and feeding him things.
He might have just been eating whatever's there, kind of. Maybe it was somewhat of a natural thing. Whatever stuff they put in there for the clams or the oysters, etc. Maybe there's just something there that he was able to eat, you know,
naturally. I have no idea. They fed him. So they decided on, I guess, Sunday, in addition to Father's Day, must have been National Lobster Day.
Mm-hmm.
They decided they should free Lorenzo. Like, did he really want to go back in the ocean after living in a tank all his life?
Did he want to be free?
Probably not.
He was in there. He was protecting his Krabby Patty recipe and just sitting back making money.
They say Lorenzo is now living his Lorenzo's now living his best life, clawing his way to freedom and soaking up the salty breeze instead of butter.
Maybe. He's probably got to watch out for predators now. Before he was just clams and I got oysters and other stuff around here. I am good to go. No one's going to mess with me. Now it's like, hey, you're back in the ocean. You're like,
get eaten by a human, get eaten by a predator. I mean, yep, take your pick, right?
Exactly.
I don't know which would be any better. Yeah,
he's probably sitting in the ocean going, you kids get out of my tank. Because he's not in his tank anymore and he's an old man.
I know. It was funny because I've got doorbell camera. Ding and dong. I noticed yesterday morning when I was on the air with Ronnie, my camera went off. And here it's my little neighbor boy, Kale. He was on his bike. He's like two. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to yell at him, get off of my lawn, Kale. I would never do that. The poor little kid, his little lip would probably start going out. He'd start crying. I would never yell at kids. I don't do that.
I might yell at my neighbor for doing that.
In jest, though.
Well, a little bit. Usually once every spring, he has to get his motorcycle out from the back shed or whatever, and it goes across my lawn for whatever reason. I don't know. You mean he could go on the side? Never mind.
Yeah, just be a good neighbor.
Monty!
I know you're Monty.
Yeah.
Your neighbor, Monty. Mm-hmm. It happens. I guess that three of the sons of members of the Beatles are coming out with a song. The Beatles, The Next Generation. John Lennon's son, Sean.
Oh, the other one. Okay.
Yeah.
The one he had with Yoko.
Yeah. Paul McCartney's son, James.
Is he a musician?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't I know that?
Yep. Okay. And then Ringo Starr, Zach Starkey. I think he plays drums like his dad.
Well, I would hope so.
And
kind of ruined the whole thing.
He has a band called Mantra of the Cosmos. Ooh.
Trippy.
Yeah. Zach Starkey teased their collaboration ripoff over the weekend on Instagram. So that's cool, though. That would be fun to check out. Like, I know these kids are all, they're not kids, they're men. Yeah. I know they're all good musicians in their own right, but that would be neat to kind of check it out.
It'd be fun if they just did a cover of one of their dad's songs.
Nah. They're going to do it. I'm sure they probably do on occasion. You know,
well, it depends on how often these three get together.
I don't know if they ever have.
So you got John Lennon's son, Paul's son.
Ringo's son.
Who's the fourth one that I'm missing then? Who's the other guy?
George Harrison. But
he didn't have any kids or what?
I don't know. Not that I'm aware of. He may have, but not that
You know,
I'm aware
sometimes
of.
Bands like, you remember the band, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones?
Yeah.
They just had a guy in the band that just danced. He didn't play any instruments. He didn't sing. He just sat there and danced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe George Harrison, if he's got any kids, just doesn't have to play music, doesn't have to sing. Just stand there at least. Now you got at least the fourth Beatle having their a child there.
And I take it back. George Harrison did have one son. His mm-hmm. name is, I don't know, it's spelled weird. I don't know if it's Donnie or Danny. D-H-A-N-I Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
He actually is a musician, composer, singer. Why didn't they invite him? Rude.
I know.
Maybe they did, but he said no. He's 46.
He's like, no, thank you.
A little busy.
I'm composing an opera.
Maybe.
All right, I guess.
Well, good for all of them. They're
make
successful
some Beatles
in their own right.
Beatles-esque music. I mean, that'd be kind of fun, but
maybe.
Whatever.
Interesting. It is 6:31. You are hanging out with Bonnie and friends right here on WDAY Radio. 6:33, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with a check on our forecast. Ain't misbehaving. Get over there. You got a job to do over there.
We're talking about you, Bonnie.
I don't care. I've got thick skin.
Yes, you do.
I've been in this business a long time.
No doubt. I know. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got a pick day of the week today. If you haven't booked your tea time, good luck. But just a gorgeous day out there. Not often you get beautiful weather, light winds this time of the year. Usually winds always come with it, but not today. Well, we're in the mid-50s. Now, we do have some fog across the area, but that'll burn off here over the next hour or so. And then we'll be left with sunny to partly cloudy skies today. Low 80s. Not a bad day. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. So great, great day out there. Then partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, a few degrees warmer, about 83. And then tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday night, all three nights, a chance for storms. But the good news is they're coming in at night, leaving, it looks like, the daytime hours dry, with temperatures in the low to mid-80s through the rest of the week. So a beautiful, beautiful week. And then the weekend does warm up, upper 80s on Saturday, low to mid-90s on Sunday. And then we go from low to mid-90s on Sunday to the 70s on Monday as a cold front slams through. As it does, we'll probably see showers and storms on Monday as the cooler air dumps in. And I think I've got 79 on the website on Monday. Some of our models are pushing us into the 60s on Monday for highs. I think that's a little cool, but I mean, if we're cloudy and we've got on and off storms all day on Monday, that's a possibility. I'll keep it a little warmer right now, but Monday looks much cooler than Sunday. So when Bonnie bakes on Sunday, she can go outside and enjoy it on Monday.
I'm not baking when it's 94 degrees or whatever you set outside. I'm going to be watching Netflix in the air conditioning, catching up on documentaries. I'm busy
go
this
in the
weekend.
Pool, woman.
Nah.
Come on.
Nah.
All right.
There's germs in there.
Oh, my. I'm out of here.
Goodbye. It was on the stage in entertainment history. This member of this family group had his first single hit. He was just 12 years old, but it really wasn't his first hit single. That was in the U.S. He actually had his first gold record when he was just 5 years old. It is not Michael Jackson. It is somebody else. We will tell you who it is. Flatland Music Flashback. That'll be coming your way right around 6:56 this morning. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. Right now, your national news from ABC. We'll check in with the American Ag Network and Big Game James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:41, time for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Optimist All-Star Volleyball series began last night at Fargo South with Team Red defeating Team Blue. 4-0, 25-15, 25-10. The last two were 25-20 apiece each for the Red squad, who was led by Shanley graduate Caitlin Oman with 14 kills and an ace in that victory. The second match of this series will be tonight in Mandan at 7 p.m. with Team Blue trying to respond, but it's just fun to get out there and see those all-stars one final time before they go off to their future endeavors post-high school graduation. The Twins, after an off day yesterday, are going to head to Cincinnati to battle the Reds. That begins tonight with first pitch at 6:10. David Festa will be on the mound for Minnesota. Andrew Abbott will counter for Cincinnati. The Reds are 37-35. The Twins enter after losing, well, they've lost four straight and five of their last six, so they're 36-35 on the year, trying to bounce back big this week on the road. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks are also staying home for a midweek series after they had an off day yesterday. They're at Newman Outdoor Field welcoming the Sioux City Explorers to town for a three-game series. That begins tonight at 7:02. Redhawks currently in fourth in the division at 18-16 on the young season, 34 games through this 100-game regular season. As believe it or not, the All-Star game approaching here this upcoming month. So the excitement there at Newman Outdoor Field will continue. NBA Finals saw the Oklahoma City Thunder winning back-to-back games now with a 120-109 victory last night to take a 3-2 series lead. Jalen Williams had 40 points for the Thunder, who forced 23 turnovers and had 32 points on those turnovers. That was the difference in the game. Pacers will host the Thunder now in a do-or-die matchup on Thursday night at 7:30, coverage available nationally on ABC. Stanley Cup Final could come to an end tonight, or a decisive Game 7 could be forced, all depending on what ends up transpiring tonight in Sunrise, Florida, with the Panthers hosting the Oilers. Florida with a 3-2 series lead as well. Puck drops at 7. Coverage available nationally on TNT for that one. And Minnesota Lynx basketball fans, they return to the hardwood tonight. They're at home at the Target Center hosting the Las Vegas Aces. The tip-off will be at 7 p.m. Minnesota is 10-1. Vegas is 5-5 on the season. And as well, on ESPN today, Men's College Baseball World Series all day long. The winner's bracket will have LSU and UCLA continue their game in the top of the fourth inning with LSU leading 5-3 at 10 a.m. There was rain that ended up suspending play last night for that. And then two loser out games later on today, beginning at 1 o'clock, Oregon State against Louisville. And then at 6, Arkansas, the three team in the country, will get the loser of LSU UCLA in a win or go home matchup there. And running up sports here this hour, primetime sports tonight at 6:30. Jason and I will get you up to speed in the local sports scene and also discuss a little bit about SportsCenter heading to Fargo and the campus of NDSU for their 50 states in 50 days before the football season, I suppose, officially kicks off in a couple of months from now. Pebble Lake Golf Club in Fergus Falls combines the beauty of nature and the challenge of a championship course. Book a tee time online at playpebblelake.com.
6:44, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. I'm not sure this will make anybody too sad except for maybe the pharmaceutical industry. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. has talked about ending pharmaceutical ads. Now, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King from Maine, independent senator, have introduced a bill, End Prescription Drug Ads Now Act. It would ban prescription drug advertising on TV if passed. If you watch the news in particular, like the evening news, that's all it's filled with is pharmaceutical ads. And, you know, the ones with the singing and the dancing that have driven everybody batty, and it'll be like going around in your head, you're listening
well,
to it.
The singing and dancing one that bothers me most, and granted, we're watching it here at the studio without any audio, is the one where they have the baseball one, and the guy's supposed to be playing baseball or softball. And
the Jardians one.
Yeah, and there's like 50 people on the field, and it's like, that's not how many people play baseball at one time. So there's that. But yeah, I mean, and the funny thing is, all of these pharmaceutical ads, they will say this ad is for eczema or what do you call it? Some other skin disease where they have the dry spots. Mm-hmm. But then they've got 72 different side effects that are possible. Mm-hmm. And it seems as though if you take a medicine for clearing up your skin, but then it's going to give you massive diarrhea, then you got to take another pill for that, and that pill is going to give you migraines, and you got to take another pill for migraines.
It's a racket, is what it is.
Exactly. So I don't really need to see those ads because if I need a medication, and I've known this from obviously my situation, obviously other family members, the doctor most times will say these are your options, especially the pharmacist too. I mean, like down at the cities for my stuff, every time we go down for one of those doctor appointments, we always meet with one of the pharmacists, and they are so knowledgeable about everything. It's like, well, you could do this, or you could try that, right, or if you can back off of this one because of X, Y, and Z. They're very knowledgeable.
And oftentimes they might give you the generic version versus the ones that are in all
most
these
time. Most
ads.
Time we do get the generic version ones because they're so much cheaper than the name
Absolutely.
Brand runs. So I don't necessarily need a commercial to tell me to use Jardians or whatever other.
Weather Channel's on right now. They're running some pharmaceutical ads. So
in
I
TVO
don't,
or yeah. something. I mean,
I don't think it's going to hurt people's feelings if
no,
these pharmaceutical
I mean,
ads go
advertising,
away.
I mean, to me, the people, because I thought the reason why that people wanted to become a pharmaceutical rep and sell pharmaceuticals is because you sold them to the doctors and then they were get their organization to buy them and then obviously prescribe them. But advertising to the people, the common people that maybe need something, you know, always ask your doctor about, you know, placebo effect, you know, the new drug from Whammo.
We've had enough, and apparently they're listening in Washington.
That's good.
So we'll see where that bill goes, the End Prescription Drug Ads Now Act. It was on the state in entertainment history. This song peaked at number 5. It was one of the first big hits to come out of the West Coast and San Francisco Bay Area counterculture scene. We'll tell you what it is in Flatland Music Flashback. That'll be coming your way around 6:56. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. It is 6:47. We're going to be heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 2012, this singer played the longest show when he performed in Madrid, Spain. Find out who that was coming up next in Flatland Music Flashback.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback. Flatland Guitar Music Store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
This was a great scene in The Cable Guy. Jim Carrey sang this song.
Mm.
1967, Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane peaked at number 5. The song was the band's first and biggest hit and was one of the first big hits to come out of the West Coast and San Francisco Bay Area counterculture scene.
There you go.
Carol! Oh, that's not what I was supposed to do?
No.
Oh, my bad. 1971, Carole King went to number one on the album chart with Tapestry for the first of 15 consecutive weeks.
The album contained It's Too Late, I Feel the Earth Move, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, and You've Got a Friend.
I would like to request I Feel the Earth Move next time when you do this one.
Okay. All right. He was 12.
Bonnie's jamming out over here.
I remember the Osmonds variety show when I was growing up.
In 1972, on this date, before I was born, Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool by Little Jimmy Osmond peaked at number 38. Little Jimmy was 12 when he had this hit, but his first gold record came when he was just 5 years old for a song he recorded in Japanese.
Overachiever. Jimmy is the youngest of the 9 Osmond children. He's president of Osmond Family Entertainment, which is in charge of marketing and branding. He's also in charge of the Andy Williams Theater in Branson, Missouri.
I did not know that.
The things you learn on this show.
1978, Cheeseburger in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett peaked at number 32. Margaritaville is his biggest song. It reached number 8 in 1977.
In addition to his music, Buffett was a best-selling author and was involved in restaurant chains and other entities named after his 2 hit songs. He died in September of 2023.
Sounds like a missing person.
He wanted to be missing, it sounds like.
I guess. 2012. Bruce Springsteen played his longest show when he performed in Madrid, Spain. The Boss performed 32 songs that lasted 3 hours and 48 minutes.
Springsteen is one of the world's best-selling artists. He's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Having a birthday today, Greg Raleigh of Santana is 78. They had a number 4 hit with Black Magic Woman in 1970. He was also a member of Journey and is a 2-time inductee in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of both bands.
There you go. And if you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you, too. It is 7 o'clock. We're going to get a qualifier for the Great Grocery Giveaway. Be listening for your name to be called. We are WDAY Fargo. 702 Chief. Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with a check on our forecast. Looking lovely out there this morning.
Top 10 day Chamber of Commerce weather today.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful day. We got plenty of sunshine to start the day. There's a few clouds north and south of the FM area, but overall, it's going to be a beautiful day. Partly cloudy, low 80s. We're at 60 degrees right now. And again, low 80s will warm up to with light northwest winds, about 5 to 10. Tonight, mid-50s, and then tomorrow, again, partly cloudy skies, low 80s. Now, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, all 3 nights, we do stand a chance for showers and storms and highs during the day, low to mid-80s for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then the weekend turns hot, warm air. Actually, we'll just call it hot. Hot air rides in from the south. That'll warm us up into the upper 80s Saturday, low to mid-90s on Sunday, but it only lasts a couple of days. So if you're not a fan of the heat like Bonnie, you'll like Monday, because Monday brings rain and cooler weather back into the 70s. So,
I like that.
But it's a little something for everybody. We've got the hot weather for the weekend, good pool, good lake weather, and then cooler weather as we start off next week. And then the rest of this week, there's rain in the forecast, but it looks like mostly nighttime storms, leaving the daytime hours dry.
All right, weather's been brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Dean, yesterday we had your Tailgaters 2-degree guarantee, and for once you kind of you flipped the script a little bit where you did one high for the 2-degree and you did a different one for the 3-degree.
Yeah. I changed. What did I go for Tailgaters?
For Tailgaters, you went 78.
And oh, good.
The actual temperature was
74, baby. That means Long Island iced teas at Tailgaters.
You can celebrate at Tailgaters tonight with a $2 Long Island iced tea. After that, your next one is just $3 for the rest of the night. So get to Tailgaters tonight. Celebrate him getting it wrong once again 2 weeks in a row. First Long Island iced tea is $2, $3 the rest of the night. And as always, you can enjoy live music on Thursday nights. Tailgaters at the corner of Main and University in downtown Fargo.
You know where Dean's going after the gym?
Yeah.
Tailgaters.
That's a good wrong, though. I like your wrong today.
I do, too. Huh? I mean, Long Island iced teas for $2. Yeah. Well, the first one, $2.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Wow.
Cheers, big ears.
You got it.
7:05, time for your national news from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty is in with your WDAY Radio Sports. 7:09, Big Game James McCarty is back with your WDAY Radio Sports.
After off days yesterday for both the Twins and Red Hawks, they return to the diamond tonight. The Twins in Cincinnati to battle the Reds at 6-10. David Festa gets the nod for them. They're 36-35 on the year. As for the Red Hawks, they remain home at Newman Outdoor Field for a midweek series where they welcome the Sioux City Explorers to Fargo. That three-game series begins tonight at 7:02. Red Hawks currently in fourth place in their division at 18-16 on the young year. The NBA Finals last night saw the Thunder take a 3-2 series lead with a 120-109 victory in OKC over the Pacers. Jalen Williams powering the Thunder with 40 points, including 23 forced turnovers for the Thunder that led to 32 points in transition for them. That ended up being the difference in that series-leading victory for them as they now control their own destiny. Pacers backs against the wall in Indiana on Thursday night at 7:30 on ABC. Minnesota Lynx return home to the Target Center tonight at 7 o'clock when they host the Las Vegas Aces. Minnesota entering at 10-1 on the year. Vegas is 5-5 on the season. And we had the Men's Baseball College World Series. Play will continue today after it was suspended last night with a 5-3 LSU lead in the top of the fourth inning. It will be a 10 a.m. First pitch, technically, I suppose, as the continuation of that winner's bracket game will play out this morning. Then at 1 o'clock, a loser out game with Oregon State against Louisville. And then at 6 p.m., number 3, Arkansas gets the loser of that LSU-UCLA and a loser out game as well later on tonight. All those games available on ESPN. And the Optimus All-Star Volleyball Series began last night at Fargo South. Team Red taking down Team Blue 4-0. Shanley graduate Caitlin Omen would lead the Red team with 14 kills. They will have the second match of those two in Mandan tonight at 7 o'clock. And primetime sports tonight at 6:30. Jason and I will get you up to speed in the sports world as we look into that 2 p.m. Matt Berry Sports Center cast midway through August, I believe the 11th of August, if I remember correctly, where there'll be an NDSU really centric around the Bison football program. That'll be exciting. And then also we may have to dive into a little bit the Hall of Fame coaching tenure of Cheryl Reeves, of course, with the Lynx. There was an article done on her last week just talking about the historic way that she's led the Lynx franchise the last couple decades.
As long as it's not some type of article saying she's stepping down.
Not that I'm aware of, as of right now.
Jim Peterson, color commentator for the Timberwolves. Both of you guys are familiar with him, listening to him. I had a chance to interview him several years ago on my podcast, and he flat out said Cheryl Reeves is one of the best coaches he's ever worked with in his life. And I asked him for a half hour of his time. He gave me an hour, and he couldn't have said more nice things about Cheryl and her approach to everything. So, I mean, Cheryl Reeves is definitely a Hall of Famer, and she's one of the best in the business, to say the least.
There's a reason that they're 10-1 this year, right?
Yeah, there's a reason why she's got four titles.
Well, that is what, Coulda, shoulda, probably have more. But that's a different argument for a different day. I could really go down a rabbit trail. Yeah,
you like to start little
Number
stuff.
Five will come this summer. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. 7:12, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. I've never heard of this. Have you heard of pistachio cream? It looks like Nutella in a jar.
Yeah.
And I guess you can buy it Walmart, Target, Amazon, etc.
I have not come across that. I'm interested.
But it's
Go on.
Well, the reason that it caught my eye at first here is because there's been a salmonella outbreak.
All right, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, including in Minnesota here. Salmonella outbreak sickens 4 people in 2 states. Minnesota and New Jersey is where people have been sick. Apparently, some salmonella affected a batch of this pistachio cream. It's Emek brand, E-M-E-K. So if that's something you purchase, like I said, it's readily available here at the stores and off Amazon. If you've purchased Emek brand pistachio cream with a use-by date of October 19th, 2026. Do not eat it. It's been connected to the outbreak of salmonella infections.
That's too bad. It sounds pretty good.
I'd never heard of it. Like at first, I thought it was ice cream when I saw cream. You know, just my brain just went to ice cream right away. And then I Googled it. I'm like, Emek brand. What's that? Yeah. And then I put it on shopping to see where you can buy it. Like I said, readily available. And then I read further in the article. It's like, ooh, this hits home when, you know, 3 people in Minnesota have been sickened by it and a 4th in New Jersey. So. I'm not trying it now.
No, obviously not. Changing the subject, Bonnie. Yeah. You know what I found at Costco last time that I decided to try?
What?
You know how they've got, you know, peanut butter, cashew butter, you know, mixed nut butter, etc. Mm-hmm. I tried oatmeal butter, cookie dough flavored. Mm. So they've got, you know, oatmeal products.
Butter.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's like a peanut butter type of texture.
But it's made out of oats?
Yeah. It's weird.
There's no nuts in it? Like,
I don't
like
believe
almonds
so.
Or peanuts?
No.
Or?
Huh, I'd have to show you.
I would eat it. I love oatmeal.
Yeah, it's quote unquote cookie dough flavor. It's got a little bit of a weird texture, so it's not like smooth peanut butter or Nutella.
I can pass on that whole cookie thing.
Well, I mean, I think it's got chocolate chips in it. That's what gives, you know, that's why you're going for the chocolate chip flavor. Well, the chocolate chips are not full, you know, they're not they're not intact chips. They're just kind of little globs of chocolate in
chips
there.
Chips of them, chips. Yeah. Chips of chocolate chips.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not bad. I put it on some of my bagels in the morning, but the texture is – it's not as smooth as I would like it to be. Mm-hmm. It'd be better if it was a little creamier, but just something to try.
Since you brought up Costco, mm-hmm. I do have a Costco story here.
All right.
This would be interesting because a lot of times people who have Costco memberships, when you go there, well, why not fill up with gas, right? Because it's usually a little cheaper or comparable to some of the, you know,
I think,
maybe truck stops here.
Yeah, I think normally it'll be on the low end of your prices. You obviously have to have a membership, so technically you're paying for that cheaper gas.
But have you gotten gas there? It's common thing for people to
do,
right?
Yeah, it's just sometimes it depends on where I'm at. If I want to grab a car wash and get gas, I'll just do it over at the Circle K by my house. If I'm just getting a car wash somewhere, then maybe I'll want to get, you know, gas over there. Sometimes,
or if the lines are too long and you don't want to sit four or five cars deep, you're just like, nah,
well,
I don't need it.
And the problem is, for me, when it comes to Costco gas, I wish they had a big sign up like all the other gas stations. It tells you what the price is,
you know
especially
you
for members.
Up.
So normally it's, you know, like if we can get it across the way at the truck stop for $2.69, it's probably going to be at least $2.69, if not $2.64 a gallon.
Mm-hmm, somewhere like that.
And compared to other gas stations, you're going to save 10, 15, 20 cents a gallon.
Okay, so wouldn't it be nice
if
instead of just right there, you would have standalone gas pumps for Costco?
Well, they're kind of standalone, but they're
there. Yeah. Like a large gas area, not just whatever they have, what, maybe a dozen pumps or something like that?
I mean, it's a good number of pumps there, but it'd be... Like, are you talking about just a standalone Costco gas station? Like, instead of at the Costco station or Costco store in Fargo, like you've got one just over in Moorhead. It's just Costco gas.
So what Costco is doing is they're planning to build a standalone 40 bay gas station in a suburb of Los Angeles, Mission Viejo. Mm. It's 2 miles from the nearest Costco warehouse.
Seems like they should put it farther away than that, but...
Well, they found a former space that used to house Bed Bath & Beyond, so this was available.
That'll be good for Costco, and I think in a large metro area like Los Angeles, that'll work really slick. I don't know that we're going to be able to get something like that here, in Fargo, but I think bigger cities like the LAs, maybe the Minneapolis, St. Paul area, Chicago, New York, stuff like that, I could see them doing that because they could consolidate into one location, and like you said... have 40 different pumps or more and just be able to just run people through there and get their gas.
Yeah,
and
so they're testing it out. They're about to, you know, they say gas is a big business for them. They're going to find out how popular their gas really is, whether people are going to go to it just because it's Costco and maybe they can save a few pennies. So standalone 40-bay gas station, Mission Viejo, California, and if it takes off and it goes well, they'll look at expanding it to other cities.
I could see that.
I think that would be a... Well, I'm sure other service stations, gas stations, especially maybe those independently owned, wouldn't like it because that'll take away their dollars.
Well, I mean, it's probably the same argument for big box stores like Target and Walmart and what used to be obviously Kmart. Obviously, Kmart's out of business these days. But, you know, you have your local grocery stores. I mean, if you even look at something as high quality as Hornbacher's is, and obviously I love Hornbacher's. They love to support our high school sports, et cetera. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that if you go to the big stores where they buy them in bulk, you can obviously get certain products cheaper than you get them at the local grocery stores. So there's kind of a fine line. You want to support local business, but at the same time, you're trying to do what's best for your family and get the cheaper product. So
yeah, and sometimes if you got a big family,
so if you've got a local, like, I mean, granted, obviously in my hometown, very small, you wouldn't have a Costco there, but when you have the local mom and pop gas stations and it's been in the family for generations. Maybe they've expanded throughout a Fargo Moorhead metro area, and they've got, you know, 3, 4, or 5 different gas stations across town. They're doing pretty well. Well, then if Costco comes into town, it could really affect your business.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Bridget will not be with us today. She'll be back tomorrow. It is 7:19.
Was she gone yesterday?
Yeah. Did you forget?
Oh, I didn't even notice.
She's off. I don't even know where she is.
She's probably somewhere.
She's probably speaking
or has a big presentation or getting an award. You know how it is with Bridget.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not. I'm very famous in the ag community.
Yeah. Some.
I'm kind of a big deal.
A bunch of health news stories. We'll talk about those as well as Juneteenth coming up next. Mm-hmm. 7:22, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. It's a holiday week, Thursday. Just a reminder to Juneteenth. It is a federal holiday.
Yes, it is.
It has been since June 17th of 2021. Mm-hmm. It commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. So the reason I wanted to mention it, too, not it's important, but obviously it likely affects your city, state, offices, county offices
true.
Will be closed. Garbage pickup. I see the city of Moorhead says offices will be closed. Garbage recycling day, which
pushback
on Thursday will be collected on Friday. So
I don't think we have recycling this week. We just have garbage. So, I mean, at least that's good to know.
We have both, but we have an extra day to fill our cans because ours is Thursday too. But so just a heads up for all of you. Plan accordingly.
Yeah. Juneteenth is kind of a holiday that, you know, it didn't like gain a lot of traction right away because it's kind of in a weird...
Well, Dean came in the other day. He didn't realize it was a holiday.
He was like, why do they put that on the description of the weather on Thursday? And it's just like, I looked at him and I was like, well, it is a federal holiday. They do it for the other federal holidays, right? He's like, I guess it is.
So new. It's four years in the making that people might have forgot or it still hasn't locked in with people.
But, I mean, they chose that date, if I'm not mistaken, Bonnie, because the last of the slaves in Texas were finally notified that slavery had ended, and so that's why it's June 19th.
There you go.
So I don't remember what year that was. I don't have my history completely memorized.
But
there will be a number of little smaller Juneteenth celebrations going on. I know that I had a couple couple guys I knew from our Fargo Invaders that they were involved in one in downtown Fargo. I don't know if Moorhead has anything, but there are some smaller get-togethers and celebrations of their culture, et cetera, and a lot of food and things like that. Yeah. So it's another day to kind of get out and learn more about other people and obviously what their ancestors went through. So
absolutely.
But yeah, it is a federal holiday, so federal offices are closed.
Most
banks
will be closed.
I think for those of us that work for the federal government, I mean, I hate to say it, but the thing we're most excited about is that we got another federal holiday, which meant another day off from work.
Okay. Big news on the OxyContin. There was a lawsuit going on. Purdue Pharma entering a $7.4 billion settlement with all 55 U.S. states and territories.
Yeah.
Accused the company being behind OxyContin, fueling the nationwide opioid crisis by aggressively marketing its products.
Really?
Yeah. It will also end the Sackler family's ownership in Purdue Pharma. Money from the settlement will go to state and local governments, individuals, Native American tribes. Since 1999, they say there have been more than 850,000 opioid-related overdose deaths in the U.S. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is huge, and obviously that's going to – I don't know if that company will even stay in business. I mean, obviously the ownership will be changed, but $7.4 billion, I mean, granted, a pharmaceutical company – I can't only imagine how much money those pharmaceutical companies make, you know. So at least there's some resolution to that case then.
Mm-hmm. We've been hearing a lot about forever chemicals in plastics and whatnot recently. There's a new study out that says kids exposed to PFASs, or is it PFAS? I don't know how they say it. PFAS. I've seen it in writing, but I haven't heard anybody pronounce it. If the kids are exposed to them before birth, they have a higher risk of high blood pressure in childhood, especially during their teenage years. The PFASs are commonly known as forever chemicals. Teenage boys have a 17% increase of elevated blood pressure if their moms had high levels of these substances in their blood samples, which were taken after delivery. They can be found in these, and I saw something out like a month or two ago. Yeah. They say most of us have these forever chemicals in our bodies just from, you know, you're eating off plastic spoons, you're drinking out of plastic water bottles.
What are the specific ones they're talking about as far as these chemicals go? Is it just plastics?
They're plastics, basically, yeah. They get absorbed through what we eat, drink, breathe, and touch.
Mm.
And there's thousands of different PFA chemicals. So, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting tracking the high blood pressure. This is cool. Over in Poland, scientists have created a new way of delivering antibiotics where they are needed. They've created some mats.
Mats?
Mats.
Okay.
That contain a super thin polymer fiber that deliver an antibacterial drug. So maybe you've got some kind of infection, like flesh-eating bacteria or something, where they could put these mats, you know, over it or some kind of...
Like, come on, you went really serious on that. You got flesh-eating bacteria.
Well, you can get that. A staph infection, yeah. You can get flesh-eating bacteria. And I could see how, like, a mat, and it's got the antibiotics.
I was thinking a mat like a doormat.
Well, I don't know if it's that big. It's probably like going to fit your body. I don't think it's that kind.
Well, you said a mat. I mean,
but I said for delivering antibiotics. I know, your doorstep need antibiotics?
Well, because you get it like when you walk in the house and you got a nice doormat there. You take off your shoes and your socks and rub your feet on it. Get some little antibacterial.
Do you remember your kids might be a little too
think
young.
About a think about a wrestling mat too. That's a really big one.
When my girls were young, so
yeah,
before Logan, they were making like children's toys even with this material that could, I guess, keep germs off them or something.
Well,
it lasted a few years.
I think there's even like shower curtains that are supposed to be antimicrobial.
Yeah,
they still last as long as the normal shower curtains, and they get all funky.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's still it's not going to last long.
I don't know. This sounds like a cool invention, so we'll see when it's...
Sure, it sounds like you're describing more of a patch than a mat.
Well, they call them mats. They're probably bigger than a patch. How big is a patch versus a mat? I don't know.
A mat is
take up your whole leg or your whole stomach area. You need a mat, not a patch.
No, that would still be a patch. A mat to me is like the little padded mat my daughter had to go do her little running and tumbling on. Well, her gymnastic stuff she liked to do.
You can, with our prep service, you can have it out with them that you wanted to call it a patch instead.
Well,
of
I want to know how big this mat is because that's. I mean, does
I would say they're sizable.
Do you have a picture or do you have a size dimensions on them?
Instead of spouting off, you go ahead and Google it because I'm busy and I'm going to go to the next store.
You're like mats. They've got mats and they just put it across your stomach. You mean like a floor mat?
Well. Probably big enough. I mean,
wrestling mats.
We all come in different shapes and sizes, so I suppose they would have various sizes of these mats. I'm sticking with mats. That's what they're calling them. Also, the average age of first-time mothers in the U.S. is rising.
I was going to say, it's probably getting older, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What do you think it is?
I don't suppose the article says what it used to be, right?
Yeah, it does. Well, they looked at – this is the CDC. They looked at – from 2016 to 2023, the age range has risen.
Well, I would say in the past, like when my mom and dad were young, it might have been in early 20s. I would say that it's got to be in that 25 to 30 range, and it might even be moving closer to 30 and over.
Many are having children in the 30s, some even as late as 40 or early 40s. But no, the average age of mothers, their first birth went from 26.6 years to 27.5 years.
Yeah, so like right in the middle of that 25 to 30 range. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, both of us would have been in our 30s then when we had, I think my wife would have been probably closer to 34. She would have been coming up on 34 that year when JC was born.
I think Carly had Zara when she was 27, because she'll be 28 this fall. Yeah. So.
Well, we didn't get married till later, so I mean, I was 32 at the time when we had her. So
Bailey was born 4 days before I turned 30. So, yeah, we had
Had one in your 20s. Good for you.
The very, very end of the 20s.
But as late in the 20s as you can get. I'm 29 for another 4 days.
There you go. All right, it is 7:30. Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We're going to be heading into the WDAY Radio News Center with Ken Duffy coming up. But I might as well announce the next qualifier for the great grocery giveaway. Got to make sure I've got the right day. Al Peterson of Fargo, you have 9 minutes, 70 seconds to give us a call, or if you don't want to do the math, that's 10 minutes and 10 seconds, 701 293-9000.
Just call now.
Al Peterson.
Al Peterson.
With a D. Of Fargo.
Pederson.
Okay. Al. I know this Al.
Oh, you know this Al? Well,
I think so.
I hope so. You're talking like you do.
Because I don't know his... Yeah, it's Trucker Al, because I see the phone number on there,
Trucker
too.
Trucker Al.
Trucker Al.
What are the odds?
He's not even listening to us, obviously. Well,
that's weird,
because
he always is listening.
I know. Give us a call. He's probably waiting for me to stop talking and going to the news. So you're on the clock, Trucker Al. 701-293-9000. Great grocery giveaway being brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. All right. Trucker Al made the cut. He called in a lot of time, and he was not listening to us, but somebody heard
Al,
it.
Al, shame on you.
He was sleeping in today, but somebody, a friend, heard it.
Well, maybe
it
he was on the road, and he didn't have the app on.
He normally does. He's usually listening, but poor Al, he was tired. Maybe it was a long day yesterday. But nonetheless, Al got himself qualified for the great grocery giveaway. All of you who get qualified, make sure you are available to come to Kingpins on Thursday, July 10th, because that's when we will draw and announce our winner. All right, Wysocki, get to work.
Why?
I don't know. Why? Bosses aren't here. Never mind.
He's got nothing else
really?
To do, I guess.
I mean, a monkey can mail in this forecast. See you later. We're looking at a beautiful day out there today. Currently, we're in the low 60s. That fog is lifting. It's burning off, and we'll be left with partly cloudy skies today, low 80s. Call for 81, northwest wind 5 to 10. Light winds tonight, mid-50s. Could see a little, again, patchy fog. And then for Wednesday, light winds out of the northwest again, 83. And then Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, all three nights, a chance for scattered storms with highs cooling off a little bit on Thursday. I think we'll see more clouds on Thursday, keeping our temps down to about 80. And then a little more sun on Friday with highs around 84. And the weekend looks H-O-T hot. I'm going conservative with 88 on Saturday and 94 on Sunday. Our latest models are pumping it up in the mid to upper 90s. I think it might be a little hot, but again, just forewarn you, this weekend is going to be a hot one. It looks like a good lake weekend, good pool weekend, or for Bonnie, a good weekend to stay inside in the air conditioning.
I like to stay cool.
You well, know. You're always cool.
I know. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Sometimes you have to flip Stewart. That pillow because it does get warm. Dean's Weather this hour brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated with three convenient locations. You do not need an appointment. Swing on in. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. 7:36 right now, your national news from ABC. Big Game James McCarty is in with your WDAY Radio Sports, and Dana will be back right around 7:45 with your 3-degree guarantee. 7:39, Big Game James McCarty's arrived with your WDAY Radio Sports.
ESPN's flagship program, SportsCenter, set to visit Fargo as part of their 50 States in 50 Days tour this summer. Matt Berry scheduled to anchor the 2 p.m. edition of SportsCenter on August 11th in Fargo with a focus and emphasis on North Dakota State football, specifically Bison, the only FCS program listed as a focal point in the coverage of these broadcasts. It will be the first nationwide tour of SportsCenter since 2005. When they hosted SportsCenter across America, the tour will start on June 27th in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. On the diamond last night, you had the Men's Baseball College World Series. They had the first game of the day. The second game ended up being rained out due to weather midway through it. LSU with a 5-3 lead on UCLA. They're entering the fourth inning. They'll continue play at 10 a.m. today. Loser out games follow that one with Oregon State and Louisville at 1 o'clock. Then Arkansas gets the loser of the LSU-UCLA game tonight in the nightcap at 6 p.m. Both the Twins and Red Hawks were off yesterday. Twins are in Cincinnati for a series against the Reds. That begins at 6:10 with David Festa on the mound for Minnesota. And the Red Hawks, after being off last night as well, they remain at Newman Outdoor Field, take on the Sioux City Explorers for a three-game series in the middle of this week. First pitch at 7:02 tonight. NBA postseason, the finals saw the Thunder defeat the Pacers 120-109 on the back of Jalen Williams' 40-point performance. Thunder with a 3-2 series lead, and they did score 32 points off of 23 forced turnovers last night, the differentiator in that matchup. Game number 6 will be in Indianapolis as the Pacers have their backs against the wall on Thursday night at 7:30. Coverage available nationally on ABC. In the Stanley Cup Final, two options tonight. Panthers repeat as champions, or the Oilers force Game 7 for the second consecutive Cup Final. Regardless, it'll be played in Sunrise, Florida, with the Panthers leading that series entering tonight 3-2. Puck drops at 7 p.m. Coverage available nationally on TNT. Additionally, Minnesota Lynx fans, if you're looking for that action, that's tonight at 7 o'clock. They welcome the Las Vegas Aces to the Target Center in Minneapolis. 7 p.m. tip-off with the Lynx entering at 10-1 on the season. Vegas, 5-5, as they are officially 25% of the way through the regular season. And the Optimus All-Star Volleyball Series began last night with Team Red defeating Team Blue 4-0. Shanley graduate Caitlin Ohman led the way with 14 kills and an ace for Team Red. The second night of that tour will be in Mandan this evening at 7 o'clock for another 4-set matchup. And rounding out sports this hour, primetime sports at 6:30. Jason and I will get you up to speed as we begin another week of really exciting action from the College World Series over to SportsCenter coming to town, and of course, even the Minnesota Lynx and their hot start to the season.
All right, 7:42, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Weird story out of Iowa. Dozens of kids in protective custody after deputies rescued them from a church camp in Iowa. The Louisa County Sheriff's Office says 88 kids were taken into protective custody after deputies conducted a child safety operation. They did this last Thursday and Friday after reports of child abuse and endangerment at the camp. The alleged abuse happened at Shekinah Glory Camp in Columbus Junction, Iowa, which is run by the Kingdom Ministry of Rehab and Recreation. Interesting. Kids are placed in foster care. We're going to get reunited with their parents or guardians. Haven't released more information on this. The investigation is ongoing. This camp's been in operation since 2018. That would be freaky scary. Your kid's away at camp, and then all of a sudden you get a call that, oh, by the way, there's some stuff going on, and we have them.
Kind of some child protection services are there, and we're interviewing them and having them talk to specialists and stuff. Yeah, it doesn't particularly sound like a great situation, to say the least. Yeah,
obviously not. 7:43, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is in next with your 3-degree guarantee. 7:45, time now for your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
And I was forecasting, well, I changed it. For tailgaters, I said 78, and then I started diving more into the data, or I wanted cheap Long Island iced teas when I go there tonight.
You always
hope for
that.
That could have been the reason. I did change it to 74 because I thought, well, you know, I just think we're going to be a little cooler. And we hit 74. That was our high yesterday.
Yep.
We didn't get that until late in the day. So after those storms, severe weather yesterday, tornado warnings in Lakes Country.
Yeah,
it was luckily no damage from what I'm gathering and seeing, but definitely a little scary action going on in Lakes Country. Not today. Today's much quieter with 81. Today's 3-degree guarantee. Literally top 10 day today with light northwest winds at 5 to 10. No storms tonight, but Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, all three nights hold a chance for scattered showers and storms. But today, get out. Seriously, if you can get a tee time, just do something outside. It doesn't get much better than this with a 81-degree high today.
All right. Thank you, Dino. And your 3-degree guarantee brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
Hotel life. You never know what people are going to bring to hotels with them. Somebody got kicked out of a hotel in Fairfax County, Virginia, for bringing this to the hotel. We'll talk about that coming up next. If I was quicker, I would have grabbed "see you later, alligator." Somebody.
After a while, crocodile?
Yes, exactly. Somebody in Fairfax County, Virginia.
Yes.
Staying at a hotel.
Okay.
Decided to bring their pet alligator with them.
It's their emotional support alligator. What are you talking about?
That's probably what they tried to claim. Like, okay. I mean, yeah, some hotels, a lot of hotels let you bring dogs.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you can bring a cat because of allergies, but probably.
It depends on the hotel. I think, I mean, granted, we probably never asked. When we moved from California to North Dakota, we brought our cat with, and we probably just didn't tell the
snuck it in.
Yeah.
But a gator, I mean, potentially that could be dangerous or deadly, right?
Yeah, absolutely could.
And it wasn't like a little, like, a, you know, like a little one.
Yeah.
You carry a little purse around.
Like the one they brought in for the boat show or whatever.
Yeah, a lot bigger than that. This gator.
Yeah.
Some people, it was 6 feet long and weighed about 400 pounds.
Well, that's gonna do some damage to the hotel room. Just, I mean,
I mean, you're going to have to literally imagine if you got a broom, like normally when we go down to the cities for doctor appointments, we're up on like 9th or 10th floor. Mm. You're going to have to walk through the lobby and then get to the
tail swishing.
Yeah, you're going to have to get the alligator into the elevator and go up to 9 or 10. And could you imagine if you're in the elevator when the door opens up and all of a sudden there's an alligator there?
Well, hopefully, too, that they had the mouth, you know, they like tape it or put a band on it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the reptile was taking it from New York, which he owned it, to a zoo in North Carolina. He probably had it, and then he realized it got too big for him. And then
but
what,
you're gonna
what do you do with it now?
You're going to stay in a hotel with it?
I guess. It was a long drive.
Oh, well, I know, but still, you would think you'd put it, I don't know, in some type of trailer, kind of like when you have a horse trailer or a
and
cattle trailer.
And leave it in there, right?
Maybe,
and
something
maybe
along those
in
lines.
The cab of your truck or something.
Something. Stop at a rest stop or something instead, but, you know.
State law in Virginia prohibits the possession of some exotic animals, including alligators, so police wound up escorting the animal and its owner out of the county. Like, yeah, that's funny.
What's the joke? You know how you can tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
Nope.
Because an alligator will see you later, and a crocodile will see you after a while.
Mm. Boom.
Yeah.
Something see you like later, that. Alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Trucker L, the latest person to qualify for the great grocery giveaway. Fear not, you still have plenty of time to get your name called. Be listening all day long. We do it four times a day in the 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours. All you got to do is listen for your name and then pick up the phone and call in. You have 9 minutes, 70 seconds, or 10 minutes, 10 seconds to call our studio line. Allsager Meats and Kingpins, two great sponsors. We love working with them. They are the fine sponsors of our great grocery giveaway. And if you're not registered yet, what are you waiting for? Go to WGAYRadioNow.com, click on the great grocery giveaway page, and just fill out the very short form. And then all you got to do is listen. And you can also go to one of the qualifying stops. There is one today over at Grease Monkey on 52nd Avenue South. Big Game James McCarty is going to be there from 2 to 5 this afternoon. Stop in and say James. Register for the Great Grocery Giveaway, and we'll draw two names.
Two names.
Two names out of there.
And you will be eligible to come to our grand prize grocery giveaway party.
On July 10th. Yes, you have to be. If you get qualified, make sure you come to the party, because that's where we're going to have a fun night, and then we draw our winner of $10,000 in groceries. Thursday, July 10th. So write that down.
Must be present to win.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't fudge the rules either, so don't even try. So Grease Monkey this afternoon, if you want to stop in and say hi to Big Game James McCarty and like squeeze his cute little cheeks, ladies. He loves when the moms and grandmas do that. Also, I guess Grease Monkey, they're going to have their own drawing going on today from 2 to 5. They will have free oil changes that you could win or a couple pairs of UND hockey tickets that they'll be giving
hockey.
Away to. Hockey, hockey, hockey. Okay. All right. Let's see here. A new wireless phone service is going to be available, and we will tell you more about that in your Money and Markets. That is coming up next. 7:57, checking out your Money and Markets. The opening bell rings this morning after stocks closed higher yesterday to start the trading week on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 317 points. Nicely done. S&P 500 was up 56, and the NASDAQ rose 294 points.
Well, we had that, let's see, today's Tuesday, so we had that big dip on Friday, so it was nice to see the market rebound first thing Monday. Yeah. So
and Thursday, the markets will be closed for Juneteenth holiday.
Oil prices are on the rise over worries about the Iran-Israel conflict escalating. Overnight, Brent crude futures went up around 34 cents or a half a percent to $73.57 a barrel. West Texas crude was up 29 cents or 0.4 of a percent to $72.06 a barrel. Both rose more than 2% during regular trading.
We talked about it a little bit earlier. Purdue Pharma is entering a $7.4 billion settlement with 55 U.S. states and territories. The states and territories accuse the company behind OxyContin of fueling the nationwide opioid crisis by aggressively marketing its products. Money from the settlement will go to state and local governments, individuals, and Native American tribes.
The Trump Organization is announcing a new wireless phone service called Trump Mobile. My guess, Bonnie, would be that it's going to be like Mint Mobile, consumer cellular, kind of those maybe prepaid or kind of flat rate plans. The organization hopes the new service will rival providers like T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T. The service will cost customers $47.45 per month. The smartphone called the T1 will cost $500 and will launch in September. The phone looks to include a gold-colored metal case with an American flag on it.
United Launch Alliance scrubbed its planned launch of Amazon's Project Kuiper yesterday. The Atlas V rocket was set to blast off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, but the mission was called off due to bad weather. The goal is to send over 24 satellites into low Earth orbit to expand internet access around the world. No word yet on whether another launch attempt will be made. Interesting.
Well, if they're going to low Earth orbit, is Katy Perry going with?
Maybe.
Just asking. Furniture and home decor chain At Home.
I've never heard of that. Have you?
No, At Home. I've heard of Home Furniture.
Yeah.
So Furniture and Home Decor Chain, At Home, that's the name of the company, is filing for bankruptcy seeking Chapter 11 protection. At Home CEO says the Texas-based company is operating against the backdrop of an increasingly dynamic and rapidly evolving trade environment as we navigate the impact of tariffs. There are currently more than 200 at-home locations in the U.S.
Maybe it's southern U.S. based or something.
Home Goods. There's Home Furniture. There's something else over by Dollar Tree. I forget which one that is, but I haven't heard of At Home. At least not that I'm thinking of, unless that one over there is At Home.
Oh, I guess they have. I just Googled At Home Stores Minnesota. There's some down in the Twin Cities. Blaine, Rochester, Burnsville. We need to get out more, don't we?
Well, maybe we shop the right amount.
I go to Home Furniture when Crash is working.
I go to Home Furniture
from Crash. All right, 8 o'clock. We are WDAY Fargo. 8:02, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast.
Beautiful day today. Top 10 day. Plenty of sunshine to start off the day. We had some morning fog. That's burning off. And we'll be left with sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today. And highs right around 81 with a northwest wind at 5 to 10. Light winds tonight, mid-50s. Could see a little patchy fog possible again. And then Wednesday, light winds again out of the northwest and highs in the lower 80s. There is a chance for storms Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. But the daytime hours should be mainly dry. Might see some leftover stuff in the early morning hours. And highs around 80 on Thursday, 84 Friday, and the weekend looks HOT hot with temps in the upper 80s on Saturday, low to mid-90s on Sunday, and then much cooler weather to start off next week, temps dropping back into the 70s. Now, we're getting some indications. I'm going 88 Saturday, 94 Sunday. Our models are going a little hotter than that. So we might be updating that to make it even a little hotter over the weekend. But just a forewarning, it's going to be a hot summer weekend, a good weekend to either stay in air conditioning or hit the lakes or pool.
Whose place did you invite yourself to? Kevin, who has a lake place, or Jay's pool?
Jay's pool. Well, Alex invited me.
Okay. Well, don't make Alex mad. There's several more days left in the week before we get to the hot weekend.
Oh, believe me, if it ends up being not what I'm forecasting, I will never show my face there again. I know that.
Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
And as always, check out Tailgaters tonight. You have your 2-degree guarantee every Monday. Dean tries to get it right. He got it wrong again, but that's kind of a success in some ways, because now your first Long Island iced tea is only $2 tonight, and then they're $3 each the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. And you can enjoy live music Thursday nights live at Tailgaters at the corner of Main and University in downtown Fargo.
8:04, we are going to get your national news in now from ABC. Big Game James McCarty is in after that with your WDAY Radio Sports. And don't forget, be listening 6:56 tomorrow morning for Flatland Music Flashback. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing Fleetwood Mac, the Blues Brothers.
Ooh.
Swiss band Yellow. Don't hear from them too often.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yellow. Motley Crue and more. Flatland Music Flashback tomorrow morning right around 6:56. 8:09, time to check out your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Couple off days yesterday, but the Twins and Red Hawks back at it this evening. Twins are in Cincinnati taking on the Reds. First pitch at 6:10. David Festa gets the nod from Minnesota. Andrew Abbott will counter for Cincy. Twins are 36-35, Reds 37-35 entering play tonight. Fargo-Moorhead Red Hawks, after an off day last night, they will continue their homestand at Newman Outdoor Field tonight for a midweek series against the Sioux City Explorers. Three-game set starts at 7:02. Red Hawks currently sitting in fourth in the Western Division at 18-16 on the young season. The Men's Baseball College World Series saw a rain delay turn into a postponement last night due to the amount of precipitation they had. So they'll resume play at 10 a.m. between number 6 LSU and number 15 UCLA, the Tigers, with a 5-3 lead as they enter the top of the fourth inning with the Bruins coming up to bat here in a couple of hours. The other games tonight today will be loser-out games with number 8 Oregon State taking on Louisville at 1 p.m. It'll actually be about an hour after that LSU-UCLA game wraps up because they're sneaking it in this morning. And then tentatively set for 6 p.m. tonight, number 3 Arkansas gets the loser of that LSU-UCLA matchup in a loser-out game as well. The NBA Finals saw the OKC Thunder take a lead in the series actually for the first time last night as they were able to get the 120-109 victory over the Pacers. It is now a 3-2 series lead for the Thunder, and they will have game number 6 in Indiana. That'll be Thursday night at 7:30 on ABC. This evening, the Stanley Cup Final could either go final and the Panthers can win their second straight cup, or the Oilers can force a second consecutive game 7 depending on how things unroll here this evening. It'll be in Sunrise, Florida. Panthers with a 3-2 series lead currently. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Coverage available nationally on TNT. And you had the Optimus All-Star Volleyball Series begin last night. Team Red over Team Blue, 4-0. Shanley graduate Caitlin Oman would end up with 14 kills to lead the way for that Red squad. Match number 2 of that series will be tonight at Mandan High, and that'll be a 7 p.m. first serve for them. Rounding out sports this hour, Primetime Sports Tonight, 6:30 to 7 with Jason and I. We'll get you ready to rock and roll for another week of great athletics, including SportsCenter making a trip to Fargo to talk some Bison football in the month of August.
You'll be over at Grease Monkey, 52nd Avenue South from 2 to 5 this afternoon to get people qualified for our great grocery giveaway.
I will indeed, yes.
If some of the ladies come up and
go Grease Monkey, go Grease Monkey.
If some of the ladies come up and pinch your cheeks, I had nothing to do with it, maybe.
A likely story.
That's an interesting way to...
Are you little Jimmy? Come here, Jimmy.
It's hard to resist, Jimmy.
It's very interesting how you're trying to get yourself uninvolved from this by saying that, huh?
I bet there's going to be one at least that shows up and just gives you a little tweak on the cheeks. But you're used to that, aren't you?
Yes, yes. I've had plenty of family gatherings in my life.
He's so darn cute.
Thanksgiving, Easter, and Christmas put me up and prepared me for battles like I'm about to fare today.
Good luck. You'll be fighting off all the ladies today.
Yeah, it'll be a blast, though. I'll be doing live cut-ins on Jay Thomas' show from 2 to 5 today. Like you had mentioned, we'll get somebody qualified for that great grocery giveaway. What is it, 10 grand up for grabs?
$10,000.
You're going to get two qualifiers. You get to draw two names.
Who knows? Maybe I'll even push the envelope and completely go against everything HR told me about this. And we'll see. We'll see.
Maybe you get a date on
Maybe
you could make me something to eat with those $10,000 worth of groceries. I'm just saying.
Ooh, there we go. That's a good idea. Well, I mean, I was gone for a couple of the days in Omaha, right? So maybe I didn't get the right memo.
Maybe
we go off the rails today.
You are already off the rails, my friend.
The boss loves when we go off the rails.
Yeah. He's about to walk into my office the next 10 minutes and be like, I was listening on the way in. Don't.
It's fun to torture him, though.
And I'll be like, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
He's always just like, James,
why did you do that?
Why are we doing this today?
Well, because the day ends in Y. Yeah, that is why, JT. That is why.
Some of us are yellers. Others are very calm.
Yeah, I'll give it to him, man. The good Lord blessed him with the calmness, because the amount of things that we pull and the charades that we attempt, and he just so calmly walks in, hands in pocket, going, how am I going to fix this?
He does a lot of fixing around here.
What did you do? Why me? Well, because us. Yeah, because that's us. Why you.
Enough said.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right. Awesome. So,
we'll have some fun this afternoon, though, over at Grease Monkey. Right off 52nd.
Yeah. So. 2 to 5 this afternoon. Go meet Big Game James McCarty. Get yourself registered for the great grocery giveaway, and he will draw two qualifiers and take a picture of the names, and we can announce them on the air tomorrow morning, too.
I can do that for you.
All right. Sounds good. Imagine taking a trip, and among the highlights, you want to go see something. Like, you really, really want to go see this, and then it's closed because of a walkout or a protest. The Louvre.
Oh, I usually can find a bathroom anywhere.
Not the Louvre, the Louvre.
Oh,
Louvre.
Oh, then the I should. Louvre that's why. Paris. That's why I'm not asked. I'm not allowed to come back to the Louvre.
Home of the Mona Lisa, another iconic works of art, closed abruptly yesterday as the museum staff staged an impromptu strike over a surge of tourists who were left standing in long lines. Ticket agents, gallery attendants, security refused to return to work following a morning union meeting citing overcrowding and understaffing.
Well, I mean, I would almost say every business will the employees will probably tell you you are understaffed because, you know, obviously the goal in life is to do as little as possible and get paid as much as possible.
Well, don't they take 4-hour lunches too over there?
Well, no, you're probably thinking,
that a thing?
You know, take siestas in Mexico.
Well, Paris,
or something.
There's no rushing over, you know.
No, everybody goes out for a lunch and they have a smoke and a bottle of wine.
I don't know how they got
I've been back. In the wrong place the whole time.
Pretty much, James, you need to go to France.
You're in the wrong country. Yeah,
all right, then. Let's go take a visit.
It sort of sounds like the way the article is written is just like, we're busy. We don't like this. We're going on strike.
Somehow, it was just a brief. I guess it Obviously. Was more of a walkout. Like, take notice. This is what we're going to do. And we can make it worse. So after 4 hours, started talking with management, the Louvre. Reopened. To confused and tired visitors.
I'm sure it's like, why were you guys closed? We had a very long lunch. We had a meeting we had to attend to.
It's kind of funny because now I know what this picture is. My daughter was over there maybe like 7-8 years ago.
And she sent you a picture. And she's like, look, Mom. And you're like, oh, fantastic. I don't know what that is.
Well, I didn't ask. But my mom has the picture. And Bailey was there at night. And so it's lit up. And she's standing in front of this thing, which I don't know what the thing is. But it's a thing in front of the Louvre. It's a pretty
what
picture.
Was the thing?
I don't know. It's like a pyramid or something.
Oh, it's just the outside of the Louvre. Is that the building?
I don't know.
Is the Louvre a pyramid-shaped contraption?
I don't even know what
that
it is.
That the building.
Whoever's been there, maybe you guys know what that thing is.
What is the Louvre? What does it look like?
Well, the museum is standing behind this thing that looks like a pyramid, sort of.
Well, it's probably some sort of artsy-fartsy display.
Yeah, but I don't know if it has a name.
You know how people
anything.
That go to the, that are all big in the arts and paintings and sculptures and stuff. You're like, it's a powerful piece on the decline of humanity. And you're just like, I thought it was a triangle.
Oh, it kind of looks like that, but it's pretty
saying.
At night.
Okay, well, so I'm
now
sure,
I know
because
what
Bailey's
standing in front of in that picture on Grandma's fridge.
She's by the Louvre.
All right, the strike comes after French President Emmanuel Macron announced earlier this year that the centuries-old Louvre.
Louvre.
It's easier to look at in print than to say out loud. Would undergo
Did you see the
renovations.
R?
They say Louvre over there,
Louvre?
I guess. But we say Louvre.
Louvre. I love you, Bonnie.
He says it would undergo renovations to include a separate wing for the Mona Lisa to control crowds better.
That's the one thing that brings in the crowds is Mona?
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah.
The new Renaissance project is supposed to repair and modernize the former royal palace. It'll take a decade to complete.
A decade?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Last year alone, 8.7 million people visited the Louvre. Why do I have to keep saying Louvre? Because it's not easy to say, you guys.
They just skipped that. Say 8.7 people visited there.
They visited the Louvre, and many complained about insufficient signage, tight spaces, and a lack of restaurant rooms. Initially,
signage? Like, what kind of signage do they want?
This way to the bathroom?
Oh,
I
thought
know.
Maybe they wanted more advertising.
Mm-mm.
Like they got the Mona Lisa, and then around it, and then around the Mona Lisa, they got all these arrows. Come by Billy Bob's Pancake House.
No, not that. Like go this way, like arrows or whatever. I don't know.
Follow the yellow brick road at the Louvre.
The Louvre was originally designed to only accommodate 4 million visitors a year, but they more than doubled that at 8.7 million visiting.
Well, it's not like all 4 million or 8 million visit at one time.
No, but that's a lot of people.
I know.
That's overwhelming every single day.
Well, they should have known that when they took the job at the Louvre that they're going to have a lot of people there and they're going to be busy.
They started limiting visitors to 30,000 a day.
Oh, that sounds like you just get a ticket. Even make it more scarce. Just make them buy a ticket so then they can go at those specific times.
In 2018, they had 10 million visitors.
10 million.
Parts of the museum are no longer watertight. I hope, like, where the restrooms are located.
I wonder how many out of the 10 million people that visited 1 year, I wonder how many of them went, she'd be prettier if she smiled.
Yeah. Those were times when they really didn't smile. You look back at old pictures.
No, but I'm sure they're still going to say it.
But they're here. The workers here are worried because you could have roof leaks or whatever, no longer watertight, and fluctuating temperatures could damage the priceless artwork also. So,
what about that couple that accidentally sat on that crystal encrusted chair over in Europe and they smashed it?
Yeah, and remember that
idiot
piece of artwork that was basically, I could do this and I have no artistic ability. It was basically the swatch of three swatches of paint and some kid touched it and they have to remove it.
There's a joke on, the Meta Ray-Ban glasses, which Meta obviously is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, etc. And it's Chris Hemsworth and the guy who plays Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy, and they're looking at this one. They're looking at art, and they're going through it, and they would ask their glasses, you know, what's this piece about, and blah, blah, blah. Well, there's one that's a banana taped to a wall.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
And
then
all of a sudden, Chris Pratt's walking around with this banana, eating it. It's like, that was a piece of art?
But that was based on a legitimate story. There was a banana duct taped to a wall that some artist said was art, and somebody, tourist, took it down and ate it. There was a big flap about 2 years ago over that. Legit.
Obviously, the banana wasn't too brown then, at least for him. Because you would think if you duct tape a banana to a wall, it's going to get brown fairly quickly.
No, but that ad is based on an actual incident
of course
that happened.
I mean, everything's based on something.
It's crazy.
Based on a true story.
This, well, sort of would be scary. I guess it was inactive. But a World War II era bomb washed ashore on a Florida beach, Englewood, Florida. Children playing on the beach found the bomb. It was covered in barnacles. Imagine that.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Authorities identified it as a suspected MK-15 airdrop bomb. It was transported to MacDill Air Force Base for further examination. Can you imagine?
Where would that bomb originally have been, though? I mean, would it have been somehow dropped in the ocean and it somehow eventually washed ashore in Florida after, you know, 80 years after, like, say, World War II?
Yeah, it could have been hung up somewhere on something and eventually, you know, whatever, hurricanes or waves or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Weird.
Weird indeed.
The Army does not feel Saturday's military parade did it much damage to D.C. streets, so that's good news. Shouldn't cause a lot of money. They did assessments, not showing any serious damage to the parade routes or staging area.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were some complaints, though, that the I don't know how many of them it was, but some of the Army troops, they were not in step. They weren't wearing their, you know, military dress. They were just kind of in combat fatigues, and so a lot of the big thing, even like when you're in marching band, everybody's supposed to be in step. That's the whole thing with marching.
I didn't get to see it.
I've seen some clips and I heard some people complain about it on social media, and so I looked.
People complain about everything.
Well, of course they do, and I saw some clips of it, and I'm like, yeah, they don't really look like they're in step at all, which was a bit odd because they're very precise when it comes to things like that.
Remember we were talking about Friday, it was Friday the 13th.
Yes.
People are suspicious, and a lot of people won't even go out of their houses on that day.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Mega Millions drawing on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Did somebody actually win
and
claim it?
No lucky.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They say there was one in 2023. Last time there was a Mega Millions grand prize jackpot winner was on Friday the 13th in 2023. Cash option for tonight's drawing, because it didn't go out, will be a little over $126 million. Odds of walking away with all the money, roughly 1 in 292 million.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Some people are lucky. And then I keep seeing these stories of these people who have won multiple lotteries. Like they won their third or fourth lottery. And it's not just one person. I've seen multiple reports.
I think there was a report that some dude like won his like third or fourth. And granted, he's not winning like the $100+ million ones, but it's still $50,000 to $100,000, and they've won it multiple times. And some of them I think might be more of like the scratch off type of ones as opposed to picking the right number combination. But still, the odds
some
of winning
are so
odds
lucky
of winning that are, you know, 1 in a million, and then you do it like four times. You're like, what in the world? How many of those are you buying?
I hardly ever win anything. Like, maybe I've won two or three things in my lifetime. I did a couple weeks back. My great nephew plays lacrosse for Sartell, and every year he sends this cute little video, like, would you buy these raffle tickets to support Sartell lacrosse?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, here, I Venmo your mom here $20. That'll get me two of them if I wouldn't keep it or whatever. I did get notified. I actually won $50, which was really $30 in the end. And I said, just let my niece have it. I never win anything. Let them have a pizza party. And then
you could have at least got your $20 back.
No, I did because the lady in charge.
They could get enough pizza for $30.
We've got rules. We have to write you a check. I'm like, whatever. I'll take the check. Then heck with them. They don't need pizza. I'll buy pizza next time with my winnings.
I can't wait for Bonnie to buy me pizza now. Mm-hmm. Got that extra $30.
I'm not buying you pizza.
Aww.
I made homemade pizza this weekend.
I just
weekend,
had
though.
Pizza this weekend. Anyway.
I did too. I made homemade pizza. Logan was eating the last couple of pieces last night.
There you go.
8:25, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Stand by. We're heading to the American Ag Network next. Bonnie and Friends wrapping up here. The Coffee Club getting ready to go. Janae is back. Good morning to the both of you.
Good
Janae
morning.
And
hello.
Did you miss us? You missed us
of
so much.
Of course I did.
You needed an extra day off. Sometimes you just need, well, we all have time coming too. You just need.
I had work
need,
to do.
Well, and you
that
had,
wasn't at work and out of town, so.
At the lake?
In our camper.
I'm sure there was some play and fun involved too.
Pretty well behaved. I did win some money on Saturday at the Mercer Bar.
Oh, did you? Pull tabs or gaming
machines? The e-machines.
Oh, they have e-machines.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What game were you playing?
The shrimp game.
Oh, that's right. You told me you have done well on that one. Mm.
Yeah, and it was actually kind of funny because my mom and I and a good friend of ours all went to the gaming machines at the same time, and my mom was going to sit at the machine that I did. And I said, Mom, no. I said, I want to sit at that one because I want to play the Vikings game because all the games had different games on them.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay. So she sat the one next to me, and I sat in that one, and then I hit 300.
Oh,
right away.
I'd have been pissed.
Did you feel guilty at all?
No.
Oh, was she mad? A little bit?
I said to her, I said, Mom, you only want the best for your children.
Oh, you pulled that garbage, didn't you?
And she's like, no, I don't.
Oh, that's funny. Good for you. Yeah. Nice win. Well, what are you guys doing on the show today?
Well, Tuesday, Nonprofit Day of the Week, so we're going to speak with Camp Case today. Kim is going to join us. Foods that will fill you up without adding pounds. We were going to do it last week. I know one didn't get to it. What else? We do have to take a qualifier or two for grocery giveaway.
Yes.
Or two, Ronnie.
I was going to say, let me take this time. I feel like this is, we now join the White House live. I apologize to the Fargo-Moorhead community.
You messed up,
Ronnie. Forgot to announce yesterday's qualifier name. So that person will have their chance today, with today's qualifier.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be doing that.
There you go. Dare fun. You. Be listening. Okay, let's get out of here.
All right, you betcha.
Let's go cause trouble elsewhere. Stay tuned for the Coffee Club. They are coming up next.